This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop here at Hyper RPG. Yeehaw. You are watching our winter special, despite the fact that it is 90 degrees outside.
That's what they call Christmas in July.
There's about, it is August. we are having our winter special because we ended volume one last week. And if you are behind, do not worry. You can go catch up. It's all on the YouTubes or in the VODs. So go do that. But before we get to all that, guys, thank you so much for watching Hyper RPG. Welcome to our crazy corner of the internet where anything is possible with your participation. This is Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop using the Tales from the Loop system. Which you should go pick up that book right away because it's a fantastic book featuring some fantastic artwork. And guys, stick around after the show because we have our Star Wars Edge of the Empire show, Pencils and Parsecs, coming up. And there's only a few episodes left.
Pencils and Parsecs, Pencils and Parsecs with FF5.
And guys, tomorrow, Zach will be streaming early access to No More Heroes for the Nintendo Switch at noon. And that's happening tomorrow here. And at 3 p.m., Matt and Michelle will be playing Unfair from Good Games Publishing. And at 6, you got Malika and Emma as they team up as the Harley Quinn and Eldar to take on the Emperor's Children in the new Journey to 40K. So it's a big old day happening tomorrow. And y'all, make sure you get all the daily updates by joining our Discord. Link is in the chat. So that's something you're going to want to definitely do because you're going to see what's going on here at Hyper RPG. Now, again, as I said, stuff happens here because of you and your participation, and we have some incentives for you guys to be able to throw some craziness, throw some stuff our way. So first of all, if you tip $25 and you use hashtag luck, you're giving a reroll to our players. So you're going to want to make sure you're doing some of that. Just throw in the player's name, and that will give them a luck and a reroll, and they're going to want to use that. As we've seen over the last couple weeks, rerolls come in. Well, they come in handy,
especially for Chrissy.
Please give them to me.
Yeah, they come in handy, especially depending upon, what skill set they have and what they're using it for. and after a player gets four lucks, they are then hashtag broken, which means the next roll is an automatic success, but they're going to suffer a condition. And I believe where are we at on conditions right now?
I think
for Chrissy
three.
Uh-oh. So if Chrissy gets
one.
You have one?
Yeah.
If Chrissy gets two more conditions within the show before going back to the treehouse, which will prove very difficult considering
shit!
Where we're starting the episode, y'all should have gone back.
That's your fault.
No,
who
it's
knew?
Not.
No. Well, let's go into the treehouse, nope. Ricky, before we go do the
show
episode. I drove us to the treehouse.
Nope, you sure didn't. She has three conditions, so nice. What that means is if she gets two more conditions, and the way you suffer a condition is either a broken, so you can write out, give $200 right now to Chrissy, and she'll get the two broken.
Don't suggest that!
Let's go!
Just suffer.
Don't
suggest that! Great Chrissy.
They'll suffer such conditions.
Oh, like having me come through with a glass of wine to, like, bite Emma's arm off? That kind of pain for me? Did you hear?
What?
The Honesty Hour, I came into the zombie-ridden studio and bit Emma's arm off. Anyway.
Yeah, I became apparently a burnt bacon boy.
That makes sense. I heard it was modeled after you.
Hooray. So, if she gets two more conditions, that means she's broken throughout the game and cannot be fixed until we go back to the treehouse. So that means every single roll that Chrissy does is an automatic fail.
Unless I see my anchor.
Unless you see your anchor, which might happen today. So that's at $25 or, again, $100, hashtag broken, to your character. At $50, y'all, that's when we're going to get into the hashtag visions. And you're going to give a vision to the group. Woo! And as we have seen in the show, sometimes visions can be odd little balls of butter. They can be crazy.
Bikey boy.
Crazy little dudes. They can be crazy little dudes. At $75, you are giving an individual trouble to a player. So let's say you want to give a trouble to Chrissy.
No! She's
going to try to roll
what
out
is
of
happening?
It.
Yeah.
And if she fails that trouble, that means she suffers a condition. But if she's successful in the trouble, nothing happens. But that's an individual trouble. And trouble.
What's the trouble that I might experience, Cameron?
Oh, you ran out of wine.
Whoa!
I'm 16.
She's 16. Did
hasn't stopped anything from happening before.
She just got drunk for the first time at the party last week.
And maybe
week.
Yeah. You've enjoyed it now. Maybe you're
maybe you're your mother's daughter.
Do you want my character sheet?
Maybe you're a ripper and a roarer. No, whoa. I got one. I got a copy.
No, to play me.
To play me? I couldn't. I did it once before, though, a couple weeks ago.
The pink dice.
And so that's the individual trouble, and then $100 you're giving a group trouble. And again, that can be something that's something simple that's within the world, like, oh, the power went out in the house, and they got to try and figure it out. Or something comes up, something major, something
big.
There's
been good timing on those.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. So those are the major things. And also on top of that, every 250 we have an Echoplex, and Echoplexes so far have been pretty helpful as far as giving little hints and things like that to our players of things to come.
We got some bomb ass dresses.
Some bomb ass
dresses. I realized that a couple days ago. I was like, fuck, this Echoplex likes to dress me up.
And it gave me your cheerleading outfit while you were gone.
Oh, what? But he returned it to your house.
I put it back.
Why did you get my cheerleading outfit?
I found it.
Why did the Echoplex give him my cheerleading outfit?
You were missing. It was
very
traumatic.
Maybe you should have watched the episode you weren't on.
Oh, wowie.
I wanted to remain no spoilers. No, if I didn't know what happened when I was in that world, I couldn't know what was happening in this world. My friends should tell me what was going on.
Well, maybe they will.
This was us
too. God.
So it's 250. And so also one more quick announcement. And we already announced it, so we are able to talk about it. This is going to be the last episode in this time slot. So next week, Volume 2 is going to be starting on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock here. So we are moving into the prime time, 7 o'clock on Tuesday. So that's starting next week. So that's going to be Volume 2.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell everybody. And we got a cool little giveaway that... do I say what it is? Janelle was very instrumental in getting it.
Spoiler.
So let's get people excited for it.
Yeah, Matt, can you bring out what we're gonna give away next week? And we'll tease it out on Twitter and stuff like that. But y'all are gonna wanna tune in next week and tell your friends and things of that nature.
It's a kaiju.
We're giving away kaiju. We're sick of it. Janelle was very instrumental in helping us with the giving away of kaiju.
Yeah.
She taught
it. Buddy,
mostly Malika was the one fighting it. Next week we're going to have a giveaway. And so, again, it's about telling people and things like that. And also, we're going to continue what we did the last 2 weeks, which is every time we get a new subscriber, that's going to be a luck. So
awesome.
Choose a player you want to give a luck to.
Whoop, whoop. Yep.
So that said, our giveaway next week is going to be a signed Funko Pop, signed by one Bruce Campbell himself.
Yeah.
He wrote Stay Groovy.
He put some sweat marks on there.
Put some sweat marks. Signed
it. Oh, that's cool.
He said that one time somebody got mad because he always like draws little things on there. Someone got mad that he put a mustache on it. They were like, "No, please!"
Did he draw it on the box or on the figure?
On the front. The picture.
Who could get mad about that? Yeah, so, y'all, as the people who are watching live, let people know this is going to be a giveaway next week. We're going to be pushing it pretty hard, but we wanted to let you know early.
I like it.
That's going to be next week, Volume 2, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock here at Hyper RPG. So all that said, all the preamble, all the such and such and so, let us begin Blood-Curdling Tales from the Loop. The Winter Special. And make sure to go jump into the Reddit after the show, and we can talk about all the stuff we had going on today. As we open up on a highway, far from the treehouse.
Fucker! Why did he have my cheerleading outfit?
Far from the city, a long stretch of road, the dart so far in the distance, you could maybe make it out if you squinted your eyes, much as you would see any tall buildings in a city further away. As we come across Chrissy's car, driving down the highway, and her three friends sitting in the car on their way to Chrissy's lake house for a little vacation.
A little R&R.
Girls just want to have fun. Oh, girls just why is no one singing along with me?
It has been hours of this. Constant hours of Chrissy singing a mixtape that she did not ask anybody if she could play.
I mean, it is her car. She's.
And I have excellent taste in music. And
which you'll find out soon.
Sure.
Yeah, it's true. I just want to have
put on some like Johnny Cash or something.
I'm sorry, who?
Johnny Cash.
I don't even understand. Is that English?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I never asked. Where are you from?
From Sweetwater.
Sweetwater what?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe you never asked me where I was from.
I'm sorry. I'm just so used to everyone being from this town.
Ricky, what music do you like to listen to?
Something lame, I'm sure.
I like rock, you know, Black Sabbath.
You mean the devil music?
And it's worth saying Ricky is in the front seat.
Sure.
What kind of, we know you like Footloose. I'm looking at you.
Please don't. That's so embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing? It's a decent movie.
You were dancing so well at Homecoming.
Homecoming was about a week ago.
Do you remember any of that?
No, just what you guys told me happened.
Yeah. I mean, someone did spike the punch. That was pretty gnarly.
Speaking of spiking the punch, did something else get spiked, Ellie?
What?
I'm going to have you roll your charm. You're going to roll your charm to see how everyone else reacts to that innuendo.
Well,
Ellie's just turning white in the back of a car.
Good thing I'm wearing the sunglasses that Kitana gave me because I'm driving and it's sunny out. Sure. So I'm sure going to add that to my 7 die roll right now. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. Don't fail me now. Wait, that doesn't count. Okay, that's at least 1 success. That's 1 success. Mm.
So... She did have a success.
Wow.
I'm going to allow you, if you want, to also roll a charm. And if you beat 1 success, you do not have to say.
Yeah, Ellie roll her 2 charm dice. She beats 1 success.
Well, you know, I rolled 9, so.
It could happen.
Oh, it's a tie!
Wow.
Here, let's go again, bitch.
Does anybody else have anything they would like to say at that point?
No, I want to hear the answer, too.
Yeah, I want to know. I'm not so bad anymore, Chrissy, are you? Asking the tough questions.
Spiked.
2 successes.
All right, that might be a little bit more harder to beat. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
So what else got spiked that night?
Well, definitely nothing. I mean, all we did was just go back and watch a movie. And we held hands. And maybe kiss a little bit more, but like I'm not gonna do anything else other than that.
I'm sure he wants to, though.
Oh my gosh! No.
I mean, he's a boy. You know, he's not just a boy; he's a man.
Let her be innocent. Come on,
let her be innocent. Why the world isn't innocent.
I feel like you're encouraging this behavior.
This is my first boyfriend.
Sex is excellent.
What? Oh my gosh!
No!
I don't think about that.
I kick Chrissy's seat.
Oh.
Does anybody want to notice? She did say the words boyfriend. Implying more than just a simple hookup.
Sure.
Ooh.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it? You are sitting next to her.
I heard it, but I didn't want Chrissy to notice because she's being nasty. So.
She's being nasty.
She's being nasty.
She's being nasty.
So he's your boyfriend now? I'm whispering.
I mean, isn't that the thing that's supposed to happen after you kiss a boy?
Oh.
Leanne, I'm so new at this.
I'm not the one I ask, but
oh god, she might not.
I'm happy for you.
I mean,
good. It's a good thing. You shouldn't be kissing people that aren't your boyfriend, right?
I've never done this before. I don't know what any of this means, Leanne. Help me. You're my only hope.
Oh god.
I'm real worried for you if I'm your only hope.
Well, maybe I'll talk to Chrissy about it later.
All right.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
Why do you want to know?
What?
Roll charm.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Man. Only 16 minutes in, and we're already hitting on
the hard
stuff.
Question.
Well, no one's giving me any luck, so someone just wants to see me burn, I guess. So that's 5 plus 2 because I look really good in my sunglasses.
Those are pretty cool sunglasses.
Thanks.
Are those new?
Yeah.
Need to bring
Thanks
back sharp
for
wizard.
Noticing. That's 3 successes. I'd like to hold on to one of those because no one's giving me luck.
Great. Hold on to it. So, Ricky.
Well, I'm going to roll that.
Oh, my God. See, I beat 2 Uh-oh. Successes.
God, we're like teenagers.
No, not a single one. Well, you know, at military school, there was actually a girls' school not too far away. And sometimes people would sneak out and, you know, meet up and things could happen.
That is a really excellent dodge of the question, General. Are you General?
No.
Did he make the rank of General?
She has no idea. She doesn't know
how military school works.
Oh, now look who's listening. Are you a virgin?
That is a really forward question to ask.
Well, we're all talking about it because that, like, we're friends, and that's what friends talk about.
Well, are you Chrissy? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, are you a virgin?
I mean, I did say that sex is wonderful.
And I sink down in my chair because I'm just like, don't come back to me.
I mean, just because you say that, I don't know if that means if it's true.
You're absolutely right.
Well, I'm definitely a virgin. Like, let's
we know that.
Ricky, don't laugh at me.
Suddenly, an 80s car phone starts ringing.
Oh, yes. You got a phone in this car?
I do.
Fuck. I've never seen one of those before.
I pick it up and hang it up.
I don't know if that's how you're supposed to answer a car phone.
That was
it slipped out of my hand.
No, okay. You deliberately.
I'm gonna allow that.
I kind of felt like that was deliberate.
Listen, I want to just make sure we're focused on our friendship this weekend, get to know each other. I know that things have been crazy.
Do your parents know that we're going to your lake house?
No one's up here. It's not a big deal. My mom could give a flying fuck.
I told mommy about your mom.
She probably does know. My mom wouldn't mind if we were up here.
Hashtag trouble. The brakes to Chrissy's car start to fail.
Oh my gosh!
What?
Whoa! Just a harmless vacation.
Is that group or is it?
Suddenly, no, it's that's an individual because you're driving. Yikes. The group's not. You suddenly see. How fast would you say you're going down this naked highway?
Is it a highway or are we at the wind? Are we on a mountain or is it straight?
Pretty straight.
Oh, yeah, I'm going 90 miles an hour.
Oh,
great.
My gosh.
So about 100 feet. You see maybe about. You can make out let's say a coyote walking into the road.
Oh, shit!
Whoa, slow down! Slow down!
Oh my god!
So as you start trying to pound on the brakes, we cut to Chrissy's mom on the phone going like, I told her she needed to take the car and the brakes haven't been working on that car for a while. Back to you guys!
No! Is that the phone call that I missed?
Yeah. Oh, no!
As you start trying to hit the brakes, so this is the trouble. So if you fail the roll, you have a condition.
Oh, my God.
He's rolling.
So you are going to be rolling. You're rolling tech, and it's going to be Tinker. Shit.
I did hold on to a success.
You
yeah,
did.
You did.
You did.
Use it.
I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Good thing you held.
So, as you start to press on the brakes, it starts to jerk a little bit. As you grab onto the emergency brake, pulling it up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
As it inches from this coyote who licks the hood of the car and then continues to cross.
Ew!
Chrissy, I don't know if I want to be in this car anymore for the next, like, 2 more hours.
I definitely don't.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll drive better. Okay?
Is everything okay with the car?
I mean, I don't know. It just was like the brakes weren't working. But I'm sure...
That's a big problem with the car!
Well, fine. Why don't you go look at it, Mr. General?
Here, I know how to work on cars. I'll go look at it.
You're going to look at it?
I'll look at it.
I pull over to the side.
Ellie knows a little thing or two.
So as you get out, you open the hood of the car. It's a foreign car.
Oh, no.
So you're going to roll. You're going to roll Tinker.
Okay.
You got some tech, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's 2 successes.
Wow. So you notice looking at this European car, it's only at first glance that it looked different. And then you're kind of realizing things that would be on the left are actually on the right now. It's almost just like a mirror version of an American car. So you got to do a little recalculating, but you're having no problem working on it. as the three of you sit in the car. Ellie's working away.
What's the temperature outside?
I would say because the Boulder City winters can be pretty frigid, but you're a little bit away from that full on coming. It's probably like, it's the middle of the day. It's like noon, so I'd say it's about 80, but some pretty good humidity.
Oh.
Pretty good humidity.
I do have a question.
Go for it.
It was homecoming a week ago.
Yes.
What month are we in?
I would say right now you are in November.
Okay, cool.
So it could be like one of those hot November days.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Just wanted to check.
Are we expecting cold weather?
It might snow in volume two.
But not this
not,
week.
Not today.
Not today.
That's a good meteorologist. Just curious.
Ellie, you need any help out there?
I think I got it. But okay. If someone wants to, if you know about foreign cars and you want to come give us a double, like a look over.
You can help her put in the dipstick.
I'll come out in case there's anything I can help you with.
But again.
I don't know that much about cars.
So Ricky, as you get out of the car, do you want to say anything to Chrissy now that it's just the two of you?
Y'all, you got to stop with the crudeness.
What are you talking about?
It's not ladylike, the way you talk.
Ladylike?
Well, it's just like, it's real, like, abrasive, you know? I don't like to use the term ladylike, but, like, you're just a little forward with, like, Ellie, she's younger than us.
Like, by 6 months?
Just try to be a good example.
I don't think she knows. I don't think Chrissy knows how old she is.
She's oblivious.
Listen, I am who I am, and if that bothers you, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not that it bothers me. It's just that I feel like you're more capable of being mindful.
If Ellie had a problem, she should tell me instead of sending you to tell me.
She didn't send me.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't tell me anything because you don't know.
Oh, all right, Chrissy. All right.
As you
working
suddenly,
on a car.
As you
do.
Hear, you see in your rear view a motorcycle coming up. And then you start to hear, woo!
I got this.
As a motocycle cop kicks the kickstand, gets on the bike, starts walking towards you guys.
Great. I get out of the car and I start walking towards the cop. Hi, officer.
Girl, what are you doing?
You don't have to.
So you two have like now.
Is he here to help
what
us?
The?
Is there a problem?
No. How are you?
Fine. I see your license registration, please.
Oh, gosh. I left it back in the car.
Okay. Well, you're 5 feet from it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you don't need to start that with that attitude.
Okay.
Is there a problem?
I would like to see your license and registration,
but,
please.
But why? I wasn't driving. I'm not making a moving violation. There's no need for you to see my license or registration, like legally.
So you two are hearing this argument between a cop and a 16-year-old.
Oh, Chrissy.
Like, legitimately, though, like, for real, like, there's no reason you should need my license or registration. How do you even know I'm the driver?
Ricky, what's going to happen to us? Are we going to jail?
That's a fair point. As he walks past
we're
you
not going
and shines a light on Leanne.
It's the middle of the day. Why is the light going to work?
What? It's daytime, officer.
This doesn't mean this doesn't hurt.
Where
are you guys going?
Don't tell him. Excuse me. What's going on here? Are you just bored? She's in fucking rare form.
You're gonna roll charm.
So
well,
much,
you
so
are
much
still wearing
charm.
Your sunglasses?
Good thing I didn't take them off.
I can't wink in these glasses.
Luck don't fail me now. Ah, yes. That's one success.
Nice.
He walks to the back of the car, jots down the license plate. You have a good day. As he gets back on his motorcycle, peels away.
How far from town are we?
Can I do an investigative check to see if, like, Ellie's like, this is way too suspicious.
Sure, do an investigative check.
Because she's thinking it's someone from the common.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I just want, it's not Debbie Rice, right?
No.
He's still recovering.
He's alive. Yeah, still in the hospital.
I feel a lot, really bad about that.
Oh, that's three successes. Can I hold on to one of the
You can hold on to one of the successes. So what you see is you're noticing where you would normally see a city or any kind of logo that would say like the city of Boulder or to serve to protect or anything like that is just two dashes.
Oh, fucker.
Hey, guys, let's get back in the car really quick and keep going.
As you guys get in the car, you have fixed it because that was a success. You get in the car. You guys are driving down the road.
She fixed my brakes.
And she was able to do, like, find other little problems.
Yeah, Ellie's
might not have been treating this car very well.
I'm not shocked.
Ellie's very cutely, like, covered in some grease right now. Yeah. In a very cute way.
It's very, anytime in a movie where it's like, oh, this is a person that works on cars. It's just a little one dash.
She, like, accidentally got it on her cheek as she was wiping the sweat away.
Yep.
All right. I don't want anyone to freak. Like, I make sure that she turns around, make sure the cop car is, like, gone.
Yes.
All right. I don't want anyone to freak out, but I don't think that was a real cop.
Son of a bitch.
And now he has your license plate number.
Well, he could have gotten that anyway just by driving behind us, but at least you're...
Sure. But, like, it wasn't even any kind of state or county or nearby or even... Yeah.
Okay, so then there's a pact. No matter who... If someone tries to pull us over, I'm not stopping for nobody. I'll drive to the nearest.
That's the proper solution.
I'll drive to the nearest police station first.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that works.
Okay. Is it a good idea for us to leave town? Does that make our family and us more vulnerable? I'm sorry. I'm starting to get really anxious now.
Well, if he's not a police officer, what could he have been?
Someone from the common.
We're not doing anything, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, we're just driving.
I haven't had a vision in a while, so.
I know, I just
felt like maybe they were giving us a bit of a break.
I don't know, I just can't shake this feeling.
So at this point, you've been on the road for about like 2-3 hours.
Did we make a pit stop and get like sodas?
Well, here's the question. Do you want to make a pit stop and get food, or did someone pack food?
I did.
Ellie loves travel food. Ellie loves gas station food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say you packed food?
Of course I didn't. I'm driving.
I like my
Did you bring anything though? If they go to the trunk, are you going to have a bag?
I have clothes. Of course I have clothes.
Okay.
God, underwear is very important.
That's all that's in the bag.
Oh, but also.
The big bag.
Now, Ellie also brought like s'mores material and like popcorn, but like that's like for like campfires.
Okay. So Ellie, as someone who enjoys that food, you start feeling hungry. Like your anxiousness and working on a car kind of made you realize maybe there's a little bit of an energy that you could get some food.
Okay, fine, Ellie. We'll get.
Well, she hasn't said anything yet.
Well, I didn't know she's going to.
Wait, my line is coming.
Hold on. Oh, that's shit. I jumped it. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Chrissy.
What?
Can we stop at the next 7-Eleven?
Why? Oh.
I kind of need to use the bathroom, and I'd really love a Slurpee.
Oh, no 7-Eleven has a public restroom.
What?
That's true. They got a restroom.
What?
Well, I want some turkey jerky. We can go.
We go to an AMPM.
Oh, do they have slushies?
No, but they have public restrooms.
Oh.
What's the importance here?
A Slurpee or a slushie or an icy.
Fine, then. You better not need to pee later.
So where are you going? You're going to an AMPM?
So no, we're going to 7-Eleven. She wants a slushie.
A Slurpee.
Slurpee. Do they exist in
the 80s? It's the 80s that never was. So sure. As we're driving down the road.
I think they might have.
It's about 10 minutes before you come across... one of the signs that shows off-ramp where you can go get food or 7-Eleven's gas station, things like that. As you pull off to the side and into a 7-Eleven.
Hello.
You're already out. I'm so
stopped.
Excited for this 7-Eleven attendant interaction. Give it to me.
Did you just wave to somebody out the window?
Yeah, I did. He was outside taking the trash out. He's cleaning up the trash.
Oh, I thought Leanne just suddenly.
I was excited. We haven't seen anybody else
into the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, no. We're stopping. I'm just like already saying hi.
All right.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So you get a lot of people stop by here?
My favorite NPC.
Here and there.
Oh, okay, all right.
I mean, we're 7-Eleven in the middle of a long highway.
Yeah, y'all got bathrooms here?
course.
That makes sense. They didn't have bathrooms here.
Not public restrooms. He has one for himself.
May my friend please use the restroom?
Yes, but you need to be a customer.
Okay. Point me to your turkey jerky.
Right over here, man. As he opens the door.
You don't want a 7-Eleven gas station hot dog? No, you know what? I'm good on that. Did you want one?
Yes.
All right, great.
Is this one of those 7-Elevens that does have gas?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I put the car. I'm filling her up. Oh, wait, is this a self-service or is this a service?
Self-service.
Fuck. All right, I put him. I asked Ricky.
Do you need
Ricky.
Help with that?
It's not that I need help. It's just that I think it's the right thing to do.
That's fine. I have no problem.
For you to do this.
Here's my credit card.
Nope, thanks.
So as you get out, a woman comes walking up to you. She has some what looks like pamphlets in her hands. May I give you this for some reading?
Sure. What is it?
Have you heard about the other world?
The other world?
It's like our world, but not. It's quite different.
Is this like a comic book or something?
Oh, how I wish it was. As she hands you this pamphlet.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I'll take a look.
It's better to be prepared than unprepared. The end's coming.
How would you prepare for the end in another world?
She thinks about it, don't realizing she'd never wrote the ending to this pamphlet.
Forget about me.
I would recommend getting a bunker.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look. Thanks.
As she turns around and goes back to her car, and it's very clear she's probably been living in her car.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh! Hashtag group trouble. A masked man comes into the 7-Eleven with a gun to rob it.
Gun to rob it.
Oh, wow. A gun to rob it. Oh, no.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, no. This is turning it. Ellie's like never going to go on a trip again.
That's not a vision. That's a now. Okay. That's a group trouble. Okay, so as you're getting your turkey jerky, what flavor Slurpee are you getting?
She is doing a very powerful combination of blue raspberry, cherry, and Coca-Cola.
Ooh. Right. You have finished filling up the car.
I've been inside the car listening to my mixtape that no one appreciates.
Great. Yeah. And as you do, as you're sitting in the car and you're filling it up, you see a man walking into the 7-Eleven. As the 7-Eleven employee tries to kind of greet this man and be like, hello, very nice as he was to Leanne. As this guy pushes him in the face, and he's got a gym bag slung around.
Ricky!
What is it?
This guy, he's got, I think he's gone.
What do you put on your hot dog? Slurpee time, it's Slurpee time. I lay ketchup on my hot dogs.
I rolled down my window.
Maybe a little mustard and some onions,
you don't
too.
Like relish?
He's outside. I don't like relish.
Yeah, he's still outside.
He's outside doing it. Rick, do you know how to kill people?
I mean, there are lots of ways to kill someone.
This guy's gonna rob that 7-Eleven. Our friends are in there.
I've got a Slurpee and I've got a hot dog.
The door opens
my life
up,
is really
and
good.
And in walks in this man. All right, everybody, everyone on the ground right now, please. Thank you very much. I'm gonna have you empty your pockets. You're gonna give me your wallet, any money you have. You two over there, jewelry, I'm sure you have it.
I reach underneath the seat of my car.
Okay.
And pull out my gun.
Oh my gosh. Guns are back.
Wow.
You're going to roll calculate.
Wasn't this the...
How is that a calculate?
Wasn't this the gun with no ammunition?
Why isn't it investigate to see if it's in there?
It's calculate to see whether or not... Okay.
Oh, she got you, Cameron.
Challenge.
He's just trying to choose a low number.
Well, no, it was going to be calculated to see whether or not you were smart enough to put that back as you were packing your car with the
That's
camping.
Fair, but
sure.
I challenge that's also investigate. But you're the GM and I respect you.
Okay, let's make an investigate. It's going to be investigate, and if you succeed, you have to calculate whether it's got bullets in it.
Gotcha. That's fair. Well, totally failed it. We knew that was going to happen.
Wait, did you have your sunglasses on?
I do. What? Two more. Girl, it's my lucky item. Sure. And that didn't more. Work.
So you reach under.
Oh, no.
Realizing that you probably forgot to repack the gun.
Does your car have a tire iron? Do you know?
Oh my gosh.
As we cut back into the 7-Eleven.
I want to rip my necklace off and toss it under thing because I'm like, it's my Meemaw's necklace, nice. And I know he's coming for jewelry. So
roll
I wanna,
sneak.
Like... All right.
How swiftly you're able to
How
do that.
Swiftly. Okay. Body. Work with body. That is a success.
Aye.
Great. So where do you toss it?
Right under the slurping machine.
Great.
Yeah.
Rip it off. Out it goes. He walks over to Ellie. I'll take those glasses.
Ellie's going to kick her foot up in the air and kick the gun out of his hand.
Oh, but...
Ellie. Because I have a safe success!
Oh.
They're just glasses, Ellie. What are you doing?
And you have a luck.
Oh. No, you have a luck.
Oh, that's me.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I just thought
that just came in, so thank you so much for that luck.
Thank you.
I thought the chat hated
so,
me.
So. Okay, so it's an automatic that you do have a success, so therefore, yes, it would be an automatic success. So you kick the gun out. Here's going to be the fun part.
Uh-oh.
Jesus, Cameron.
I am going to have you roll. It was a success with the kick out. But you're going to have to roll a move, because if this gun hits the ground, it's going to go off.
Ellie's going to get shot.
If we can see from outside, if I see that happening, I'm gonna start running in.
I don't know if you'd okay, have to be the Flash to be able to get there that quickly.
Well, no, right, but I mean, if the gun is out of his hands, I'm gonna
oh,
start.
Oh no, this
gonna...
lake weekend could happen if Ellie gets shot.
This is the chat's fault.
Yeah.
It's a fail.
It's a fail. Great. So as it hits the ground, Ricky, you said you saw this and started running in
toward this. Yeah.
Great.
No!
Roll. A move.
No, not Ricky. Our romance is just starting to bud.
One success.
As the gun goes off, shatters the glass of the front door, and you're able to dodge getting hit.
Jesus Christ.
I get out of the car because this is...
Ellie's like holding onto her glasses during all of this too.
I want to run forward and try to tackle the guy with the guns out of his hands.
Oh, okay, great. That's gonna be force.
Because I failed. I mean, this is me playing the game. Because I failed a roll, do I have to suffer a condition?
You were successful.
I was successful.
You were successful on the kickout.
You were just like gonna see if it was gonna affect another.
Is
player.
It force?
Yes, force? It'd be force. So at this point, you're technically out of the trouble. You dodged. And you were able to throw your thing, so that was your trouble roll. We still have to get to you for your trouble roll.
Oh, yeah, you do your thing.
What's my trouble again?
Well, no, so roll? So let I'm going to let...
I did not succeed at all.
So as you go to try and tackle this guy, he goes like this. And in turning, he sees that you got out of your car, but you left the keys in.
Oh,
and it's a good thing you filled it up with that gas. As he starts running towards the car, he jumps through the broken glass. Jumps through the broken glass, heading towards the car. You have two choices. You can physically try to stop this man, or you can try to empathize and plead your case. Don't leave you guys out here in the middle of the desert next to a 7-Eleven.
You have one luck, and you still have your glasses on.
I'm gonna.
And this is your trouble roll.
I'm gonna cheerleader sneak in his into his balls.
What?
I'm gonna kick him in the okay. cheerleader. Cheerleader. I'm just gonna try.
The cheerleader, you know, the cheerleader sneak from balls. Episode one.
How does that look like? What does it look like again?
It's
when
like
you
go,
okay. It's very important. It's a special technique that they only teach.
Sure.
Fantastic.
Really good cheerleaders.
Oh.
All right, those didn't work. Those two didn't work. I did have one success.
You had one success?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did, yes.
Okay. So as this guy's running towards the car, he's not even looking at you.
He's running for the car.
Towards the car.
And I slide over the hood to get into his way.
Dukes of Hazzard style?
Yeah, duh.
Okay. So as you slide over the hood of the car, what happens?
I'm able, like... My dress kind of like is like suede, or so like it sticks a little bit to the car, so it's like not exactly as smooth.
Yes, there's a bit of a
yeah. But so what it does is like bring one leg over and then the other down, and just as he's about to get to like where I am, my foot, my left foot comes down onto his junk. And like,
that's great. So it kicks him right in the nuts, and he's like, oh! And he hits the ground. Oh! And he drops his gym bag, which was full of money. Not from robbing the 7-Eleven, possibly something else. And you're the only one who has seen all this money fall on the ground.
Uh-oh.
I punch him in the face.
Okay. Roll force.
It's one success.
Success. So you punch this guy in the face. It kind of... You just blood right out of his nose. It was a real dead-on punch. So what are you doing?
Where's this money from? He's not answering?
Oh, you knocked him out.
Oh, I did. Excellent. That was my hope. I didn't know if my one success had done
no,
that.
No, yeah, you knocked him out.
If not, I would have used another tactic. I take the duffel bag. I throw it into the back seat of the car. And I go into the gas station.
Great.
I take out the keys before I do that.
Right.
I'd say, let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait, I need to get another hot dog.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Hot dog on the floor.
You're going to, Ellie, you're going to roll charm. See if they're going to allow you to get your hot dog
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Let's charm it up with two dice. No. No hot dog for Ellie. Wait,
Leanne, what happened to his gun?
I kicked it.
At this point, it'd be on the ground.
Yeah.
Like near the 7-Eleven.
Right, it's right here.
I'm going to grab it.
Yeah.
You're going to grab it?
Yeah.
Great. So the 7-Eleven employee, you see he's on the phone calling the cops.
Okay, I grab my necklace. My mom's necklace.
Great.
I want a hot dog.
God damn it, Ellie. I grab her by the...
Let's get the fuck out of here.
By the elbow. And
can I roll to grab her another hot dog?
I will. You will roll a...
Somebody get me a hot dog.
You fucking
my
people.
My turkey.
I can't eat a hot dog in real life anymore. So, like,
so here's what I'm gonna have you do:
living vicariously in the RPG.
I want a corn dog now.
You're gonna roll empathize because you're gonna be simultaneously of two minds. You're gonna feel bad for Ellie, but you are gonna realize you almost just got shot.
Yeah.
So there's the part of your mind that's like, So if you're successful,
I don't want to stop again. So she's gotta eat.
I know.
She said she wants another one, which means
and
she had one.
Okay. No, I dropped it on the floor during the robbery. It was a casualty.
That's the casualty of war. You're lucky you're not dead.
That is two successes.
Wow.
So you're able to not just get a hot dog. It is like a picture-perfect hot dog.
And I grab a corn dog as well, and I'm just like, here, shut up. And I throw it at Chrissy. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I mean, they're great.
As you guys jump into the car, and you start hearing the sirens of the police coming.
I drive away slowly.
Did they take the gun? Did you take the gun?
Ricky grabbed it.
Gosh, so we have a gun and a bag full of money.
Norm, so do you know about the money now?
No,
it's right in there in the bag.
That's Emily, the player, just being like, oh, no.
I drive away normally, not slowly, but I pull away normally.
Chrissy. And as you are driving away, you see the old woman with the pamphlets walk up to the robber and shoves a pamphlet into his throat, his jacket pockets.
Oh, my goodness.
As you guys... drive down as the cops are coming in.
Chrissy, what's this right here?
It's in the trunk.
You said backseat. It's right here. I'm looking at this bag money right now.
I said I meant to say trunk. God damn you, Jessica. What are you talking about?
There is a bag full of money right back here.
Oh my gosh!
What are you doing? Calm down, Ellie. Oh my god.
Also worth pointing out, you didn't get to use the restroom.
It's okay. It was a lie the whole time. I just wanted to stop it at 7-Eleven.
Well, you're gonna
wicked.
You're going to have to soon because I got that slushy. That belonged to the person who tried to kill you.
That is stolen money.
It is police evidence now.
It's our evidence now.
Oh my gosh, we're going to get found by real cops, not just fake cops.
We are not. There's no such thing as Big Brother. It doesn't exist. And... He put our lives in danger. It's the least that could happen.
There is such a thing as Big Brother because that's how we saw you kiss a girl. There's cameras everywhere.
I'm going to pull this car over and make you walk if you talk about it one more time.
Like.
Do you want to push?
Yes.
Ooh.
I am going to keep talking about it because we are in trouble. And what you just did is put putting us at risk, even more risk.
How is it risk? No one knows that we have this. And now we have a lot of money.
Ellie wants to investigate the bag of money if she can, like, see where it's from or if she can get any kind of just anything from it.
Don't Great. Open it.
Roll the bag. Roll investigate.
Maybe there's something else in that bag.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Maybe I did the smart thing.
That is, whoa, that's 3 successes. Can I hold on to Holy a success?
God. Yes.
Die. I don't know why Chrissy took the bag. I really don't.
So, as you open up this bag.
What?
Seems like a Chrissy.
It is a Chrissy.
It's because it's wrong.
Because it was, I will say this, because it was a success, if you had failed, it would have been a die pack would have gone off in the back seat.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
A die bag. Wow. A big die
and
bag.
Mostly on the back of Chrissy's hair.
Oh.
But you succeeded. So because you succeeded, you are going to find the most 80s thing in there. There's going to be some sunglasses and a fuck ton of cocaine.
Oh, no, there's drugs! And Ellie tries to throw the bag out the window!
Ellie!
No.
Okay, I'm going to have you roll. Oh, you're going to roll. Oh, my God.
Yo, Ellie is like a part of the D.A.R.E. program. She does not mess with drugs.
The D.A.R.E. didn't exist yet.
You're going to roll.
Red Ribbon Week.
What?
Red Ribbon Week. I mean, 80s was very much like,
I'm just saying,
kids
don't
do drugs.
You don't know that.
I think that's right.
You're
Maybe
gonna,
not.
You're gonna. This is what you're going to roll. Because. Pretty so close. Are you... did you yell, close. Oh my God, drugs?
Yeah, she just yelled drugs, and she's going to start trying to roll down the window. I mean, it's not going to be like, boom, like immediate. She's
and you're
start
in the driver's seat. You can control the window.
Oh, great. Then I'll just
no,
do
you
that.
You got to do one
over.
Of these.
We got to roll off.
it's going to be roll off on Tinker. Both of you roll off on Wait. Tinker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And Chrissy, you do have a luck. Keep that in mind.
I'm using it.
Oh, my.
And then I succeeded.
Succeeded?
I do have a success saved.
Yeah. Meanwhile, while they're fighting with the windows, I'm just
yeah.
going to reach
so
back.
Because
and
it was both
I'm just going to reach back and grab it.
This is what's happening as you're trying to shove this kilo.
No, she's yeah, trying. No, I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to like pull
the whole
down.
Bag. Yeah. No,
I'm
going to
reach.
Down
I'm going to. I'm going to turn around and grab it.
We're putting our fingerprints all over that thing.
Well, if you stop fighting over it.
So you reach out and grab it.
Grab it.
You're going to roll. Sure. You're going to roll body. Just and enforce force.
These are drugs.
Yeah. Okay.
It's worse than stolen money.
It's probably drug money too.
No success. Wow.
So as you try to reach back, you pull away from him.
I want
to. You don't have to do the drugs, but there's
we
money
should at
in
least
there
get rid
use.
Of the drugs.
So that there's a trail, like there's a Hansel and Gretel trail
you're
from
really
us.
You're really going to throw it out the window? Do you think that's the safest
it's
way to get rid of it?
Get rid of it, Ricky!
Maybe we can bury Look. It or something. Stop and bury it. You can go pee.
Or we can sell it to somebody and make a lot of money.
Oh my gosh, no! We're going to be drug sellers!
So what? So I've heard 3 plans here. Either we can pull it aside and bury it while you pee. Try to sell it. Or try to hold on to it. Which one do we like?
Y'all, I think we should pull over and bury it because our hands are all over that thing.
How far away are we from your lake house?
We're 20 minutes
Maybe
away.
Maybe we can
Let's just get
the
to
lake,
the house,
jump
and then
the
we'll figure out what we're going to do with
If we
it,
stop,
okay?
Ellie, we might be in trouble. We might.
Okay, we'll get to the lake house.
Ricky is the only right. one I'm willing to listen to
oh,
here.
Oh, my mom's going to be so mad.
These are just real drugs. I don't want to go to juvie. I don't want to get in trouble.
You won't. I'll take all the trouble. I'll take all the blame.
It's a felony. They might just put you in jail, not even juvie.
Oh!
As the car phone rings again.
Would you just answer the phone?
Why don't you ever answer phones?
Okay. You've hung up. So you are about like 20 minutes away. So what do we want to do?
I think we should go to the lake house, y'all. Yeah, I don't want to stop anymore.
Let's just get to the house, and then we can talk it over and figure out what we're going to do.
Great. So it's about 5 minutes down the road. There comes like an off-ramp that kind of then turns into like a little bit more winding. You're off the main road. And that does take you to a more greener area than what the main road would have been. As you start to kind of enter this area and you're coming across these homes, some of them are pretty big and pretty impressive. As you come over the small hill and you see this massive lake in front of you. And picturesque, gorgeous. And as you come up to your lake house, you see that there is a motorcycle.
Do I recognize it as the one as the cop that pulled us over?
No, no, it's a personal motorcycle, but not one you would recognize.
And in your mind, how close is the nearest other like neighboring lake house?
Let's say about a quarter of a mile.
Great. So it wouldn't make sense.
You get a good chunk of your own land, but it's not so much that.
But it wouldn't make sense that this is someone else's. So
yeah,
are you expecting visitors?
No. Certainly.
Hashtag group trouble. The car hits. A bump in the brick of cocaine rips open, getting everywhere in the car.
Great.
No!
Because this motorcycle was there, it took your parking space. So you got to go try to find parking as you hit reverse and you hit a little rock, causing the cocaine to pop out of the bag, catch onto the gun, and rip open. Spreading coke everywhere.
You didn't put the gun away? Why is the gun in the bag?
No, I was looking at it. It's a whole catastrophe.
Don't close your mouth. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. Open the door.
I'm covering the illicit drug material.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So open the door.
Here's the rules we're going to have to do to get out of this trouble.
Jesus, Lord. We did alcohol last week. No, we did accidental cocaine this week.
It's true. So it's
Chat, why are you giving us so many troubles? Give us some lux, please.
I'm fine with this. Thank you so much, Chat.
It's really fun.
So to be able to make sure you don't sniff up this cocaine and then spend the next 20 minutes being very crazy. I think I'm going to have to, it's going to have to be, you know what? It's going to be comprehend.
Yeah. All of us?
Really? Yeah. Everyone roll on comprehend.
Why am I so dumb? Well, the sunglasses might have protected from going in my eyes, so.
Maybe.
Can I use George? I have George's sweater on. Can I use it to cover?
Consumption.
Yes. Okay.
Well, Stevie Nicks.
Hey, yay. I got a success.
Stevie Nicks has it blown into her butthole with a straw. So.
Wait, I got my allegedly.
Allegedly.
Did you get a success?
I did.
Okay, your turn.
I got my meatball necklace. I'm like, my meatball's gonna be so mad. No.
Wow, drunk last week.
Coke this week.
Okay, good. Okay, I got a success. Oh no!
The three of you were able to roll your window down as this cocaine cloud goes out. You're trying to kind of, but it's not happening because since you were messing around, you accidentally locked your window.
Yes.
I'm actually breaking.
So for the next 10 minutes of gameplay, which I will start on the clock right now. Oh, and you, and this is your condition. You all got out of your trouble. Your condition is you're on coke for the next 10 minutes.
Oh my God. It had to happen. Boy. This is the 80s. It's not too far from the 80s. I never was.
And we reached 250. Thank you so much, chat. So we're going to get into our first psychoplex momentarily. So, what do you want to do? You're driving.
She's everywhere.
Okay, everyone. Get out of the fucking car.
Are we at the house yet? What the house? Let's go. Are we driving?
Oh my God. We're not driving fast.
Let's go. Oh my God.
What's wrong with Leanne?
Oh, I don't really know. Okay.
Leanne, are you okay?
It's all just calm down. Get out of the car. I'm going to park the car. Jump into the lake. And everything's going to be fine.
The lake? It's cold?
No, it's not.
So it's warm?
Take her into the lake.
Okay. All right.
What about your car? We have to clean your car.
I will take care of it.
I'll clean your car.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? I kind of like this lady.
Should we just let her... let her get to work?
Yeah.
I'm using, my bag of clothes to, I'll clean. It looks good, right?
This is a horrible idea. Looks good.
Guys, I have about a kilo of coke in my car. Get the fuck out of my car.
You're going to roll lead.
Well, all right, let's see what happens. One, two,
ooh,
success.
Nice.
Great. So you're able to talk everyone to get out of the car. bit of a struggle, though. You're in the middle.
I can heal her. I'd like to heal.
Or yourself. So.
Oh, wait. Oh, from my broken? No, I'd like to heal. Yes, but I'd like to heal Leanne.
Ooh.
Okay. You have the ability to heal. How?
Because I have an extra success.
No, 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 no. In game, how?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm throwing her into the water.
So you're cleaning.
I'm trying to clean the car. I'm trying to clean the car. We gotta clean the car, people. People are gonna come and get us right now.
Can you imagine how clean the car is gonna be if you go into the lake and then sit in the car?
The lake. There's a lake. You gotta like
it. Yeah. Oh, if you get wet, then imagine how much easier it's gonna be to clean.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the lake. The lake. The lake. The lake. Let's go.
Jump into the lake.
Oh, all right. Are you coming to the lake? Come on, let's go to the lake. Come on, come on. Take the lake. Let's
okay.
Go.
Yes, let's all go. Let's get cleaned up.
As you guys go running into the lake, fully clothed.
Yeah.
I start
Everyone
looking for
get the cocaine off of all of our clothes.
Ellie, you still got s'mores? I start collecting wood.
are we in the lake?
No, not yet.
We gotta get in the water first. S'mores.
Keep going.
Okay, all right.
Keep going.
Leanne, you now have a luck.
Oh, yay, thank you very much. I didn't get another one, right? I used that one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't bring a bathing suit. Good. Let's go.
I push her in.
As you into the water. So the three of you go also running into the water?
Yeah.
But I jump off the dock.
Great. How's your dive?
Oh, I'm excellent.
Ellie kind of does the thing where, like, you kind of stumble running, and then, like, you're like, oh, I'm not.
Now, you didn't go to the bathroom, and it's going to be very cold.
Does that make her go to the bathroom more?
Do you have to roll not to pee?
I'm just saying. No, you don't have to roll anything. I'm just pointing out.
It's the lake. You know what pees in the water? So do the fish.
I'm not saying do or don't. I'm just saying you never went to the bathroom, and the water's very cold.
You said you didn't have to go.
I didn't have to go.
Oh,
she drank a whole slushy.
That's true.
She did drink.
But I do know that the lake house is right there, and I can hold it.
Shit, I'm gonna pee in the lake.
Through your clothes?
I don't know. I brought a lot of clothes.
And this is where we are.
Chrissy, is there a washing machine in your lake house?
No.
Oh gosh, I don't want to. Oh man, George is.
It's the 80s, but we're not that well off. We didn't lug a washing machine out there.
Man, they got
am I healed? Am I healed now?
Yeah, okay. Well, it'll take like a little bit, but you start to come down.
Like, oh my god, George's sweater all wet.
Well, you gotta wash the cocaine out of it.
Oh gosh, I thought the water was just enough.
Why does it always happen to me?
Can I roll to see how hot I look when I'm wet?
Yeah, sure. You know what? You're gonna. That's gonna be.
I'm broken.
That's gonna be That's gonna be comprehend. Are you able to like? In the water, get your hair just the right way so when you come up.
Sure. That's great. Sure. And I still have my sunglasses on in the water because that's what I do.
Nope.
That's one success.
Dear sweet
As you
Lord.
Come up, you silhouette right against the sun.
Wow. Do I crest in that way?
Very Little Mermaid aerial hair? Like
it's very
sparkle.
Little Mermaid.
Great, yeah, cool.
100%.
I can't wait for someone to clip that and not be as good as I think it's going to be.
So as you pop your way out of the water. Now.
Did Ricky see it?
Everyone saw it.
Okay, great.
Now, the option is open. Is there now this degree of wanting to get into the house again quickly? Or is it more like, hey, we're already in here?
Oh, I want to run in because I want to go clean myself up because I'm just like distraught that just happened to me.
Well, wait, there's that motorcycle up by your house, right?
Yeah, but the motorcycle's not going anywhere.
Right, but who was
in it? Flash.
But whose motorcycle is it? They might be in your house. I'm not worried about the motorcycle itself.
No, I know, but sometimes like weird people just drive up here in the middle of the day and like just use like the parking spot. It's not.
It's also worth noting the car is still covered. The inside of the car is still covered in cocaine with the bag of money and a gun.
Well, technically two guns.
No, I didn't have the other gun. Right?
Oh, wasn't there at all?
No, it wasn't there.
Okay, fine. All right. Let's
we should probably get.
No fun.
Maybe later.
So as you guys get out, and then right then, as you guys
on the dock?
There sits an Echoplex.
You open it.
Yeah, Ricky, you haven't had one of these in a while.
All right.
Last time you got Chrissy's cheerleading outfit.
That's true.
Yeah, that was really weird.
We put it back in your closet.
I'm sorry.
It was when you were missing.
What?
I mean, I opened one of these.
Cheerleading.
And, yeah.
What did you do with it?
I packed it up and then I left it back in your closet.
That's weird.
There was a note from the sage, this weird person.
The seer.
The seer, sorry. The seer that we met.
I like sage, I don't know, though. All
right, I'm going to open it.
Guys, we still don't have a group name.
Oh, God. Okay, Commodore.
Hey.
As you open it.
Commodore and friends.
Yeah. No. We can have a cooler name.
As you open it, it's a photo of George and a young Mima.
Is that who I think it
what
is?
It looks like military uniform.
What the hecky?
I grabbed the picture.
Yeah.
That's my Mima.
And that's George.
Can I try to determine if there's anything I can tell from the military?
Yeah, roll in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you are familiar with military uniform.
I assume that's just going to be an investigate?
Yes.
Oh, not great at it, but... Well, actually, okay. No successes, but I'm going to use my military school. I went to military school, so I'm going to auto-success on this.
Great.
Ah.
All right. So,
finally your pride comes into play.
That's your pride. So what you'll notice is that these don't look... There's a bit of a disheveledness to them. Not that they're not well taken care of, but it's more that they've been through battle.
Okay.
There's no emblems though that would like denote which army they're in, or
no. But you see like names, and it is their names.
Them.
Yeah.
Looks like wherever they were in some action.
What,
Ellie? Did you think George went back in time or something?
No idea.
Isn't it Albert Einstein who said that you can't go backward in time, only forward? I just learned that in class last week.
I don't know about that either.
I just want to know why my meemaw's with George.
Why she looks so young? Like, these timelines don't add up. She looks good, too. Sure?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't told you guys anything about when I was locked away in the Hadron Collider. There was a doctor, and he was Dr. Luther.
And what?
He was talking about Mrs. Hamilton, about your Mima, and I didn't remember ever meeting her. Have I ever met her before?
You might have came by my house one time.
But he talked about her specifically.
Well,
gosh, I can't remember what he
that
said.
You met her, though.
What?
I'm glad you didn't tell him that you met her, though.
No, I mean, I'm glad I played the idiot.
What does he want to know about my meemaw, though?
Can I roll to help you remember? Help me remember?
I remember.
I know. Can I see if my memory's working?
Yeah, you're gonna roll. It's gonna be mind. I think it's gonna be comprehend.
God damn it! I won't use the sunglasses excuse anymore. I don't know what he wanted to do with her. He just said, Mrs. Hamilton.
Can I shake her to help her?
I will say,
remember?
His name is Professor Lucas.
I don't remember shit.
She wouldn't care about details.
You don't
like
take
that.
Notes?
This has been a stressful day. Maybe you'll remember something later.
Thanks.
So, are you guys heading up towards the car or to the house?
I'm going to go back to the car and get the gun.
Great.
Can I use your restroom, please?
I'm going to go into the house.
Yeah, it's straight down the long foyer, and then there is one restroom on the left down that foyer, and then there is one upstairs. There's actually two because there's a master.
Okay, I'm going down the foyer right now.
Foyer, said it twice.
So you guys are you're walking up to the entrance of the house.
I'm going to the car.
You're going to the car?
Because I just told them where it was. I didn't need to go in there.
Did you give them a key?
Sure.
She unlocked it.
I took off the key from my car keys.
Great. So as you guys go into the house, you hear people talking. And you hear a woman giggle.
Ellie, I thought nobody was here. There's someone in this house.
Someone has a
and we have a bunch of cocaine in the car. And money. And a gun.
You start hearing footsteps coming towards you guys.
I'm gonna cheerleader sneak my way back to the car. Trying to like give like running away silent hand signals. Like...
Great, roll sneak.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, I actually have one. I have one for sneak.
No, nice.
Nice.
Someone give me a luck though, that'd be nice.
one success. Yeah! Great.
You're able to kind of tiptoe away.
I'm trying to do like hand signals too, like.
Yeah, sorry. I start backing out too. We'll see how.
Yeah, let's see how you roll on that sneak.
I cheerleader sneak you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you taught us. You taught us the ways.
It's body in here, though, right?
Yep.
Come on. Ooh, I'm going to use my luck.
Ooh.
You're going to use that luck?
Yep. Thank you so much for that luck, y'all.
Yes.
Yes, I got one.
Wow.
Great.
I don't want to be trapped in the house with strangers. It's by myself.
So as you, like, you're both able to sneak away. And there is a silhouette of a naked woman running across.
Was that a naked woman?
Chrissy.
Can I hear them?
Yeah, we're over there now.
They're coming.
At the car?
They're not quite to you. They're maybe about 30 feet away, but you see them like walking.
But we're like
you guys.
We're showing you we're being quiet.
And they clearly have like looks on their faces like, Jesus Christ.
What's wrong?
Chrissy.
What?
Run up right
there. Yeah. Chrissy, there's people in your house.
Look at her house. There's a naked lady in the house.
What?
Naked lady
naked.
In the house.
She's naked. Holy shit. What?
We should go check it out, right?
He wants to see a naked lady.
No, there's cocaine and money and drugs and a gun in the car.
No.
Give me the gun.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to hang on to
I'm
that.
I'm never Please going on a vacation ever again.
Okay, fine. She's got to be the girl with the motorcycle. I'm sure that she's just crazy.
How'd she get to your house?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she found the can for the mat.
Like a timeshare or something? Like,
no, this is my family lake house that's been in my family since before I was born.
You got relatives?
Is it a family member?
No, there is no females besides my mother in my family.
Can I try to think about her silhouette? And I want to see in my mind, I'm trying to figure out if she's related to her by the other lady's silhouette. Because I saw you in the moon earlier.
That's going to be comprehend.
You looked at me real good, Leah.
I did, because I was like, I was coming up from being high. So I was like, oh, it's beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Bloodshot red eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to describe more what you saw?
Ricky, ew, Ricky. You're gross.
I'm just trying to understand what's going on
Ricky.
Here.
I can see why you went to military school now.
She kind of was a little bit like you. She had like your body type. I got success.
What?
Your body type.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, like those. They look like those.
Okay.
Size?
You're still high.
Oh, one moment.
Hashtag trouble hypothermia is quite the dangerous.
We're all gonna die.
One that could easily happen. Good. After running around in cold, wet clothes, shivering starts, confusion sets in. After a bit, shivering stops, but confusion increases. Then maybe death.
Oh, maybe. So great. You guys have been out here arguing. None of you dried off.
No, no one had a chance.
It starts to kind of. You start to notice there's shakes like coming on.
Clothes, listen, yeah. Let's just go inside and I will handle it. Just follow me.
What about the car?
Ricky, you stay here. There's a naked woman. It's
bury
not appropriate.
This stuff already, please. Just bury it.
It's too late. It's all over my damn car. Okay, come on. Let's just go. Maybe in the house. We'll just take care of this woman who has the same size tits that I do. Jesus.
Well, before we deal with that, we do have this trouble. So... your guys' clothes are in the car. There is the opportunity to change.
Mm-hmm. Change out in the woods?
Yeah.
Ellie don't feel comfortable.
Or go and deal with the naked person.
Yep, Ellie, which would you rather do?
Do I know that I'm hypothermia setting in, though?
I think you notice that you're cold as hell.
Okay, comfortable, yeah.
I need to put on my letterman's jacket.
Great. So that's going to be, you're going to roll... That's going to be comprehend. That's a comprehender. Because of how much the cold is taking over.
A fail.
So as you reach in, you're going through the car. And since that's a fail and this is a trouble, you now have a new condition.
Oh, shit.
You find the Letterman jacket and it is covered in coke.
I'm sorry. I was trying to clean it up. I'm so sorry.
How did it get into the trunk? How?
You have one of those pull-down seats.
God damn it.
I grabbed it from the trunk because I was trying to clean up. I'm sorry. I wasn't in my right mind.
Next time you try to help, don't.
That's real rude. It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
You grabbed the Coke. You grabbed the Coke.
I didn't know there was
cocaine. Don't you turn this around on me.
We just need to get inside.
All right. If the drugs are over everything, we just got to go in the house. Let's just get in there.
Kelly wants to try and find a jacket.
You can't throw in there. There's a naked woman.
So you're both going to roll comprehend
outside
as well.
Until you figure out what's going on.
Ellie's going to try and find... When they were watching E.T., Bobby lent her one of his jackets. And like any good girl, she has taken one of his jackets as her own.
Does it smell like him?
Yes. Yeah.
God, girls are such...
We're awesome.
I know. I took Ethan's jacket,
I
too.
I do. Oh, I love taking nude clothes.
No, okay. I get it.
But to be fair, we didn't know if it was yours or Ethan's.
What? My jacket?
Oh, When he put the cheerleading outfit in there, I took Ethan's
that's a
jacket.
That's a fail.
But it could be yours. I don't know.
So,
you're going to die.
As you go reaching around, you find the coat that Bobby gave you, and it's soaking wet. And then as you lift it up, you find that one of the snack things you brought burst in the back.
Man. Not the Capri Sun. Not the Sunny D. Not the Sunny D.
And so now that jacket that used to smell like Bobby.
Smells like mustard.
Mustard?
Out of Sunny D?
And right, marshmallows.
It tastes like mustard.
So I have a condition now.
You now have a condition.
All right. I'm going to say what? Exhausted?
Mine's exhausted too.
I'm gonna be exhausted because I'm already upset.
Me too.
Oh no! No, I failed.
You failed. So, what were you reaching for?
I was reaching for Ethan's jacket.
We're all trying to find our boy jackets. Yeah.
As you reach in,
I earned mine from being a cheerleader.
I got mine from a dude.
As you reach in and you find what would be Ethan's jacket. You pull it out, and it looks like some moths have gotten to one of the arms.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn it. We need to get out of these clothes.
Oh. I guess we're going into the house.
I'm
going
to lead, try to get these girls to get to the house so we can get out of the cold.
Lead
us, Ricky. Don't look for your boy jacket. Lead us.
I got one success. All right, let's go. Let's get to the house. Come on.
Oof. About this getting cold out here.
Can we take in our bags?
Yeah, if you want to grab your bags.
I mean, after Coke and the money and almost being robbed and the brakes not working and now we're getting now we're getting cold and now there's a naked woman in the house.
What are you, a news counter?
No, I just feel like I'm just giving up at this point. I'm just done.
I feel real weak, dude. I'm not feeling good.
My time card's punched in. How can it get any worse? How can it get any worse?
Let's go see who's in the house.
Great. So, and you can't grab your bags if you want.
Well, I do.
Right. And so you go running up to the house. When you open the front door, you do see this like giggling naked woman who suddenly stops and goes, "Oh my God," and covers herself.
Who the fuck are you?
And out come running behind her, laughing, is your father in some boxer shorts.
Thank God.
Chrissy.
Dad.
What are you doing here?
Having an illicit affair with another woman. That's what I'm doing here. What are you doing here?
As this woman looks and goes, "I'm so sorry," like runs into the bedroom.
I think the dad's got a tap.
And so she goes running into the room, and your dad goes, "Can you give me a minute? Can you give me 1 minute?"
"Oh yeah, sure, Dad."
As he turns around and goes running after the woman, and you hear a muffled conversation.
Because she's so much more important in this moment.
Is everything okay? Can I come in?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, Ricky, you can come in.
All right.
Is everything okay, Chrissy?
No one else came in with me. I was very
confused.
I
thought they did.
Yeah, I saw because I was like, I think her dad got tapped.
Yeah, I think
the
girls.
She looks like her mom. All right.
So. I would say the girls saw.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just, come on in, Ricky. I go straight to my room. I leave the door open. I start unpacking my clothes and I start laying out the outfit that I'm going to wear.
Great. And are you explaining to the...
Nope.
Nope? Okay, great.
Wait, Chrissy, what room are we in?
Figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
let's go find
not
a
very
room.
Welcoming, okay. But okay, all right. Start looking around the room.
You start looking around? Great.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's,
we gotta,
I need to change.
As you open one of the doors, you see Chrissy's dad in boxer shorts.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
This woman putting on a very skimpy little number as like they turn. Close the door, both of them.
Y'all got a guest room? I'm doing this so I don't see them, but y'all got a guest room somewhere?
Yeah, you'll keep going down the hall.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hi, Chrissy's dad.
We're Leanne and Ellie.
He knows her.
Yeah. He knows me. Ruh-roh.
Oh, that's right.
Ricky, what are you doing?
I'm just looking around, looking around, what? Seeing what's... I mean, we got to find rooms, so...
So, as you're unpacking...
I'm changing...
Can I talk to you for a minute?
No, actually, I'm so busy. We have so many plans. Are you leaving?
I didn't know you were coming up.
Oh, because that makes it so much better.
This is why I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
I don't want to talk to you. Right? Because that's like what we do, right, as at Jacobs, is not talk about anything. So we should just pretend like this never happened. And please don't tell your mother. And I love your mother. And it's not that I don't love your mother or you. So did I say everything you were going to say? I covered it, right? Yeah. Okay. So go tell Slutface. What's her name? I don't care. That it was nice seeing her tits. And we'd like to have the lake house.
You got half of the things I was going to say.
Okay, well, you didn't get the one thing I was going to tell you. Go fuck yourself.
He doesn't say anything, and you just hear his footsteps walking away. And after a minute, you hear the motorcycle that was out front rev up and drive away.
I didn't go to the window a moment too late.
A moment too late?
Yeah, like, whereas, like, I could have maybe talked to him. And yeah. Is the bitch with him, though?
Oh, she's on his...
Just wanted to make sure.
Bitch.
I want to go into the room that they were in to, like, see if, like, they left something behind.
Okay, roll investigate. Go into that room and roll investigate.
Yeah, good luck, Jessica.
I can investigate for you if you want me to.
Yes, I would like you to.
So you go.
You're gonna come find me though.
We're just wandering around.
Find
me in your house,
Alice.
As you you're going down the hallway, the different
you
guest
can
rooms,
happen upon me.
The different
yeah,
guest
we'll
rooms.
See you. Yeah, you continue.
Because I would
probably hear you.
Because I wouldn't bring you in, but you can happen upon
Ellie,
me.
Ellie, I feel like that was.
Well, that's two successes.
Oh, pop jam!
So you go into the room.
My help.
Or did you want
to? Yeah, I think we're trying to find Chrissy. Yeah, like, we hear the motorcycle rev away, so we're all trying to be like group up again.
We want to make her feel better.
So as you go into the room, you start looking around. This is what would be your parents' room when you guys were up here. And you're familiar enough with the place to know that there would be a family photo near the nightstand. That is gone.
I start looking for that. I like pull out the drawers. Like, motherfucker.
And you find one. You find it in one of the drawers upside down. As you smash this photo.
Oh, we hear the smash.
I'm going to come running.
Chrissy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is everything okay?
What happened? We just heard... Did you drop this?
Yeah, it fell out of my hands.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, you're not. That was hot garbage.
That was not.
That
not
was
cool.
Really bad.
Who cares if I'm okay or not? We're here at this lake. It's great.
We
He's
care.
Gone.
You're,
care.
We're your friends.
I don't care. Everything's fine. Let's just have a good time. Let's move on.
I gave Chrissy a hug.
I just let her do it. I'm like, okay.
Right. Ricky, I'll say is the one guy. You look over at the little trash can.
No!
Bed.
No! 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 Cameron!
You catch it probably before any of them do.
God damn it, Cameron.
Maybe we should take this somewhere else. Let's just get out of this room. Nobody needs to stay in here.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm going to actually move my stuff into this room. No, I'm not.
No, no, no.
No.
Let's go.
That's bad. That's bad.
I'm going to have it that you did say that, and then you also took it back out loud.
Immediately. No, I'm not. What am I saying?
No, let's just let's leave everything.
I hug her tighter.
Let's leave everything the way it is, and let's get out of here.
Chrissy, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I don't know why I care.
Oh, it's not fine, but...
I don't... It doesn't matter what he does. He's an adult.
Adults do a lot of stupid things, too.
Do a lot of shitty
things.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in 2 months. And he's 5 hours away from the house, and he's instead fucking someone who's probably 2 years older than me. It's just like, it's actually not even that. It's funny. Yeah, let's go. Can you go get your s'mores? Sounds so good.
I was just about to suggest that, too.
Let's go get my s'mores.
Okay. All right.
As the two of you head out to go get the s'mores, Ricky, you're with Chrissy for a little bit longer.
Look, I know parents can be real shits. I mean, it's just...
Listen, I don't want to have, like, one of those heartfelt how's Chrissy talks, you know.
That's fine.
It's just bullshit, you know? Like the pressure that they put on us to, like, be perfect. And they're fucked up.
Yep. Every single one of them.
But, like, why do we have to be perfect?
I don't know. I mean,
you're not perfect.
I'm far from perfect.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
What did you do?
Well, I did a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah, but what did you do that landed you in military school?
Things were really bad with my family, with my parents. And I got mad one night, and I was in my room, and I started just to... burned some stuff, and it spread, and it caught the whole house on fire.
Did anyone die?
No. Thankfully, everybody got out.
And where's your mom now?
I don't know. They sent me off, she left my dad, and that was the last I heard of her. So.
Well, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
So. Not perfect.
No, not perfect.
I know I suck sometimes.
We all have things we're dealing with. You gotta let your friends help you.
How are you supposed to help that?
Just talk. Just look. I mean, when they sent me to military school, it sucked. But you know, I learned some things there. I learned some things about myself and. If you talk about it to your friends, sometimes it can help.
We're friends.
Yeah, I think so.
I know. Okay. Thanks for being my friend.
Always.
As we have an 80s style montage of everyone setting up their rooms, putting clothes away, getting things ready, Ricky's discreetly dumping the trash can out.
Yeah.
Well, people aren't being really like, well, is that going to come back? It won't.
Thank you.
Not necessary.
Ricky was discreet. He got rid of the things. As we cut to that night, dinner. Who would be the cook of this friend group?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be me.
Oh,
thank God.
What are you making?
I'm making chicken pot pies.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty
intense. Yum, yum, yum.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Ellie knows how to make pizza rolls, but no bagel bites. That's
the bagel bites. Yeah, no.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
No,
I've heard that.
Mommy made it real easy. She like packed everything and we froze everything. I had a cooler of stuff. So that's what I'm using. So everything's pre-made. So I'm just like putting all the mix and stuff.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ready? You ready for these Popeyes?
Yeah.
All right.
Popeyes.
I'm cheating a little bit. Mommy made everything, but...
It's still homemade.
Yeah. God, it smells amazing.
I bet none of it. I know I couldn't cook as well as that.
I'd burn it, even though it was already made.
All right. So, I put it in the oven. All right. So you want to eat these first, or you want to go do s'mores after? You want to? I want to eat outside. Do you
dessert.
Have? Do you have like a picnic table outside?
Yeah, I think there's one around the side of the house. Probably still there.
Okay. All right.
Or like a patio, or.
You know what though? While this is baking, let's go back into the pool. So I start taking off my clothes.
Wait, Whoa! No, we can't leave an oven on. That's really not safe.
Oh, it's totally fine. We'll set a timer.
No, Ellie's going to stay in the house.
So let me help you.
If it's nighttime, it might be cold.
Is it cold? Nighttime?
It's Both like were... 5-6.
It's cool. It's like
you already outside. Have. You're already like shivery.
She's in a lot of. Her mind's going a lot of places.
Sure, sure.
Are you, Chris? Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
I take off my bra.
In the middle of the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's crazy.
And like, I'm like unhooking it as I walk out the door.
Oh, wow.
So you go walking. Let me also point out, if anybody wants to call anybody to let them know that they made it to the lake house.
I'm calling my mom. Calling my mom.
Yeah, typical Ellie.
Call
on
me, mom.
Typical Ellie.
God.
Yo. Ellie's been through a lot of shit. Her mom cannot be wanting to, like, come up or be suspicious of anything.
Sure.
So as the phone rings and your mother picks up the phone. Hello?
Hi, Mom.
How was the drive?
It was good. We made one little pit stop and we got some gas and then we made it here safe and sound.
Okay. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, we just, Leanne, we're cooking some of Leanne's grandma's food right now, so you'd be really happy about that.
Sounds wonderful.
Thanks for letting me come out here again, Mom.
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Of course. Now you call me tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
But you have a fun weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Don't forget to call me.
So
mighty forces be a trade.
That was the best conversation I've ever had with my mom.
So you didn't tell her that I'm here, right? You didn't tell her that it was these two and me.
I said it was a girls' weekend.
Okay, just checking.
All right. Let me call my mom real quick. Let her know I got here. We got here. Okay.
There's two phones. I handed you a phone. I'm doing a really bad improv.
There you go.
No, you're not. You're great.
The phone rings and your mother picks up. Hello.
Hey, Ma.
Hello. How was the trip?
It's good so far. We just got here not too long ago. It's been a little crazy.
Oh, what happened?
just a lot of excitement. But everything's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Can I check in with Mima, please?
Of course.
All right, thank
you. Mom! Mom!
That's how a grown woman calls for her mother.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It is.
It is.
It's however she did it.
Yeah, my Mima is more like our mom. Like, my mom's like my... Yeah, she's... So.
As you hear the phone changing hands.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Mima.
Oh, hello, baby.
Oh, Mima. This is hard.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm over. We're over here at Chris's house. She can't hear me, right?
No, she's she's newt swimming, I guess, at the moment.
Meemaw.
Yes.
You know how some people can be a lot of work.
Oh, the stories I'll tell you someday.
Oh my gosh!
Well, it's true.
But then you kind of understand why they're a lot of work.
Oh.
Kind of in that same boat right now.
Sometimes the people we love are the people that can drive us craziest.
I have something else I really need to talk to you about.
What is it, honey?
You let me know if it's not safe to talk about it on the phone, because...
All right.
Okay, well, we received a package.
Yes.
And there was a picture in there. A certain picture. I recognized you in it.
Oh.
From like a long time ago. And
how long ago?
You looked really young, Mima.
And George looked like the... I don't know.
And Ellie's brother was there too? I don't know if it's something we should just talk about in person, but...
It might be better to discuss later.
Okay. Yeah.
But... I want to tell you, don't worry.
Jesus, Mima.
Okay, all right.
Sure.
I'll try. I love you, Mimo.
I love you too, honey.
We are making your pot pies, by the way, and they help.
I'm very excited.
What did you put in it? Tell me.
Oh, I put carrots and the peas and the sauce that you made, the gravy. And little chunks of chicken.
Oh, you've done me proud.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mima.
All righty. I will talk to you later.
All right. Love you.
I love you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So while they're cooking, I'm going to look under the sink in the kitchen, see if there's any cleaning materials.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go outside and work on cleaning the gun. But
within the car?
What?
Has anyone cleaned out the car?
No, we'll do that tomorrow.
We got 2 days.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, no, so you're going to roll investigate.
Investigate? Okay.
Yep.
I need some luck. I need that one. If chat can't see it, it doesn't count, right?
It's
oh
true.
My gosh.
No, no.
Unless you yell Jumanji.
It's technically right off the table. That's right. House rules.
So as you open it up and you notice there's not anything in there, honestly. It might be worth going to the store. Hmm.
Not in our car.
Going to the store for what?
Supplies.
There's
no for the gun.
Well, there's no cleaning supplies, there's and nothing. Also there's outside of some more food that, and some of the stuff for the pot pie. There's not much here, despite the fact that your father was here. It doesn't look like he had been here very long.
Yeah. I'm swimming. I don't give a fuck about what's going on right now.
So as we cut out to the lake,
I'm like floating on the back, and yes, I'm naked. Just wanted to have everyone have the visual.
Sure.
You guys are still cooking.
Did you want
food?
Any more description, or was that
just really okay. Excellent silhouette? think, sure.
Really like, perky.
Think, inspired Little Mermaid, but like normal proportions.
What are you doing?
That was extra creepy.
What the fuck was that?
You see,
Ricky!
It's the little neighbor kid.
Where's your shirt?
Thomas!
Yeah.
Go home, Thomas.
The sun's not down all the way. I'm allowed to swim while the sun's not down.
Go home, Thomas. And I smashed water in his face really hard.
Oh, you're gonna drown this kid.
Oh. You're going to roll lead.
I'll help you bury the body.
Oh, my gosh.
Just saying. I have to release my boobs to roll. That's a one success.
So you splash him and you're like, go home. And Ricky, you now have a luck. You splash him and you're like,
go home, Tommy.
I'm gonna tell my mom.
Around and
don't tell your mom, Tommy.
And baby dog paddles.
Fucking kids. I it's like about standing water, like so. Like I'm covered, you know. So I like I kind of got a little muddy from disturbing the water. So I like clean off a little bit, and I decide to like walk back to the dock where my clothes are.
So you start walking back to the dock, you suddenly hear what sounds like a party happening on the other side of the lake.
Can I see anything?
You can make out like lights and stuff like that.
Do I know those people?
They'd be too far for you to tell.
Yeah. I go swimming in that direction nude.
Great.
Oh my gosh.
So you go swimming that way. Ding! The pot pies have finished.
All right. Smells real good. All right, Ailey.
Yum.
You ready to try this?
How do I help?
All right. Let's go get the people out the outside.
She's like little pot holders on her hands.
Yeah.
Of course.
I already grabbed it. I guess we don't need those. I already pulled them out.
I'm still going to wear them.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go get Chrissy and Ricky.
All right. Ricky, are you still in the house? Or no, you're out by the car. Or
yeah.
Where? Yeah, he was over there. All right. So.
Right. I'll go get Chrissy. You go get Ricky.
Okay. 10-4. So I'm out there. Ricky.
Yeah.
Rick, food's ready.
Okay. I was cleaning up some of the stuff in the car, but it's a mess. We gotta get some supplies to take care of this.
What are we gonna do? How are we gonna drive the car? Go get this.
I don't know.
Maybe
there's something that we can hike walk to tomorrow.
Yeah. Ask Chrissy. All right. Well, food's ready. Let me go check on what Ellie's doing.
All right.
Oh, hey. Wait.
Do you like Chrissy?
Do I like her?
You got a crush on her?
We're all friends, right?
Oh, we're all friends, yeah. But I don't know what happened to her today. Was real messed up.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. That was...
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know Chrissy, so I.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's gonna be okay after this, but we just gotta be there for her.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like her?
I mean, I like everybody in this group.
I like you, like you're cool, but
well, thanks.
Well, but like, can I? I want to roll to pull it out.
Yeah.
Get him.
I want that scale number.
Just the number.
I want the number. All right, so that's gotta be mind, right? And then what do you want?
I put that under mind, and I'd say, empathize. I'm leaning empathize.
Empathize, same thing. All right. Same amount of dice.
What about
a
heart
contour?
A heart might come up if she wins.
Just give me a number, please. That's a 6.
Yes, 1 success.
I get to roll.
Fuck, goddamn you.
What is it with? I got 1 success.
Here. Unavailable men.
2 successes.
Oh, no! Damn it.
So off to you.
So you just want a number?
Yeah. I'm not putting you on the spot. I hate when people overstep boundaries, you know? When people
so
are
you're
just,
doing it.
So, but I'm just real curious. You got to help me out. But I'll tell you this. It's okay if you don't want to tell me.
Let's talk after this weekend.
Okay. Bye. All right. Thank you for being here. And then I go back inside to go meet up with them.
Yeah.
So you're running out to the lake.
I'm in the lake with 2 pot holders on my hands.
Running on out there.
That's like a little Rob
real
lobster.
real crapping it up. And then you see now at this point it's like the sun's mostly down, the moon's out, so it's kind of creating this nice little light, and you're seeing like her, you see Chrissy swimming towards this clearly what seems to be a party. On the other side of the lake.
Shit, Chrissy!
You don't hear that.
Nope, didn't think I did.
Ah! And she runs back in the house.
Great. You run back in the house right as Ricky and
Where's
Leanne
Chrissy?
Are coming back in.
You guys, Chrissy's naked swimming over to a party across the lake.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Let's go.
Can I take a pop by to go?
Oh, no. A vision.
Hashtag vision for Chrissy. Ever seen Jaws? Might be time for a shark attack.
That's mean.
So
that's real mean.
As you're, so you guys go, let's go. The only, you have 2 options. Either it's you gotta go straight through the water and swim as well, or get in the car and go around the lake.
No good options.
We gotta take a towel. She's naked. I think we gotta take the car.
Oh no!
Great. So you guys jump in the car as we continue swimming. And it almost feels like the water starts to get heavier and sludgier. It starts to feel like it's mud almost. And you suddenly feel yourself get pulled down. And it's blackness.
Can I breathe?
As you suddenly pull yourself above the waterline. And you're no longer on the lake. You seem to be in this vast, empty, black ocean.
Ellie? Lee?
You suddenly feel something graze by your feet. And that's when you realize the water doesn't seem to be, the ground doesn't seem to be touching your feet anymore. This suddenly got a lot deeper.
You guys, stop. Stop fucking with me.
Done.
I'll come back. Okay.
You suddenly feel yourself get bumped on the side as something swims by.
Done.
You guys, stop. Ricky, stop joking around. Mima? Okay. I'm just gonna turn back around and stop being a problem.
And about 100 feet in front of you, peeking out of the water, a fin as it comes forward towards you.
I don't know what to do.
You have the option to move.
You'd fight the shark.
Try and comprehend.
Punch it in the head.
Punch a shark.
On the nose.
And blow it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and move.
Great. Roll move.
I don't think she has the wherewithal to know how to handle this properly.
I'll try. I believe in you.
I got no luck. Oh, thank God. One success.
Right as the fin is about to get to you, you swerve as you feel this thing pass by, grazing your stomach.
Like the body of it, like the dorsal or something.
La, 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 la.
I grab onto the dorsal as it swims by me.
Great. As it starts swimming forward, as you're cutting through the water, and it starts bringing you to land, but it's not the lake shore.
So it's heading towards the land.
It's heading towards the land mass.
Does it get to a point where I feel like it's close enough where I can like get away from it and go to...
You could try.
Okay, well, I'd like to try to do that.
Okay, great.
I'm going to like jump off of it.
You're going to jump, stand on the shark and jump?
As best I can, yeah.
Okay. That's also going to be, that's going to be another body roll. Yeah.
Move?
Yeah, it's going to be move.
Kitana,
and Chrissy, you now have a luck.
Oh, there you go.
I fucking need it right now, too.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't have a luck.
Well, you know what? Whoa. Thank you for the luck. I'm going to say thank you. I don't need it because I just got 3 successes.
Great.
Whoa,
so you're able to dive off the shark and start making your way to land. And right as you get to land, you start pulling yourself up on this black beach.
Like black sand?
Yep.
Creepy.
Is it like sticking to me?
It's almost like sand that's been contaminated with oil.
Oh, you guys? Is anyone in? Is anyone in here? Okay. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be sad.
And then you hear, it almost sounds like something cutting through paper. As you see the fin peek through the sand coming towards you.
No fucking way!
Land shark!
Oh my God.
Hey, Candy Graham.
Is that can I roll investigate to see if there's anything around me that might be able
to... you can roll to investigate.
Even though that's not going to be helpful. I don't see anything.
So as you're like looking around, the spin's getting closer and closer to sand, and it almost starts to peek up out of the sand.
Doesn't it suck being trapped in a vision by yourself?
It's really not fun. It's really not fun. So as it's cresting, I can see its face.
You start to make out its back.
Okay. I have seen Dune, and I'm going to fucking ride this shark.
Oh, like a sandworm.
Great.
So I start running in the same direction that it's coming.
Awesome. Okay. That's gonna be force. Like how fast are you able to go and then get on top of it.
Totally. Yeah. That's one success.
Great. So as this thing passes you by and you're able to jump on its back and hold on as it cuts through the sand and as it starts to kind of pop out, you're noticing now, despite the fin, it's not a shark.
What is it?
As it starts to poke out, it's a human head with hair on it.
Ew! Oh.
Gross, Cam!
What the heck?
As its head 180 turns and looks at you, and it's Kitana, and she says, "Why did you leave me?" And dumps you back into the water, and you're out of the vision.
It's so cruel.
Under the water, in the lake. Wow. As you come right, cresting out of the water, and some of the partygoers look over and see you, and what looks like they think is someone drowning.
Uh-oh.
Come running over and grab you, pull you out of the water.
No, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, yes, I'm fine.
Are you sure? Do you need anything? Jackie, go get some water.
I'm fine. I have to go.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks so much.
Do you need it? Did you fall off a boat? What happened?
No, everything's fine. Can I have a t-shirt or something?
Yeah. And walking away from a fire pit is this guy. We're going to name him.
Awesome.
Austin.
He's going to be named Craig.
Craig.
Takes off this leather jacket and hands it to you.
No, I said t-shirt.
Craig.
Craig.
Forget it. Fair enough.
As he takes off his shirt.
Is Craig ripped?
He's the rippest person we've ever seen in this game.
Whoa! He jacked.
As he takes the jacket and like zips it up on himself to here so you can still see his pecs.
I like this game.
I do put it on slowly.
Oh, God.
It's wet. It's hard to get over the wet parts.
Have we pulled over him?
Is it long enough?
Oh, it does the perfect amount of, like, you're a girl who slept at your boyfriend's house and you're wearing his shirt, so it...
Yeah. Like a little mini skirt.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little mini skirt.
Cute.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. What does the shirt say?
It's just black.
Oh. Okay, thanks so much. Bye.
When do we roll up into this party?
Yeah.
I'd say in about a minute.
Okay.
I start walking from the shore to the road because I assume that's the only way I'm going to be able to get home.
You need a ride?
No. God, I don't even know you. Just because you gave me a shirt doesn't mean that like you're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
I got a girlfriend.
Good.
My name's Craig.
Okay, Craig.
I have seen you. Christine? Yeah, you're the Jacobs kid. You come around here every once in a while in the summer.
And you're Craig Holton, and you throw the best parties, and everyone loves Craig Holton when they come to Lake Myriad.
I didn't know that, thanks. That's awesome.
I mean...
I just try to make sure people have a good time.
Reputations precede everyone, and I'm just a little 15-year-old, but now 16-year-old girl. Thanks so much.
You don't have to go. You can stay and hang out if you want. No one's kicking you out.
No.
You want a beer? I won't tell if you won't tell.
16's cool enough to have a beer.
Beer?
I don't know if 16's cool, but you're cool at 16.
Whoa, look at those lines.
I don't even know if it meant anything, but it made Christy go, woo. Okay, fine. I'll have a beer.
A beer.
As he turns around, starts walking back to the fire pit area with some of his friends. Everybody, this is Chrissy Jacobs. They own the lake house over there. Everyone say hi. Everyone greets you. It's about five or six people along with Craig.
Hi.
These are some of the guys in my band.
Whoa.
Of course, Craig.
Craig's in a band.
Jessica's favorite.
It's probably the drummer.
This is my girlfriend, Julia.
Or he's the bassist.
Oh, so you weren't lying. Okay.
Yeah. Julie is about 5'2". She does have a band t-shirt on, and it's his band.
Oh, my God. Is it called the Junk Horses?
The Junk Horses? Roll charm for me. See
yeah,
if you talk
yeah,
me
how
into
charming
it.
Was that?
Wow. Band.
See if you can talk me into the Junk Horses.
I'm full of them today. Well, that's two successes.
Sure is.
So yeah, it says the Junk Horses, but junk is spelled with a G.
So it's Junk Horses.
Gross.
The girl, she made the shirt herself, and Craig is too nice to try and correct her.
So she's an idiot.
She's just not from around here.
That's so sad.
Young horses.
young horses.
She looks over at you. Are
she's
you okay?
Foreign.
Are you okay? She looks over at you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You look like you were in trouble there earlier.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No. You know, like, it's really hard to explain, but, like, I was doing, I'm fine.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Of course.
You're nice.
Do you want any food? We made some potato salad.
Oh.
I made it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take a bite.
Okay. And she walks over really happily, flips and takes off the little plastic, gets a little plastic spoon, hands it to you. It's okay. If you don't like it, don't pretend. It's okay.
Okay. Aww. I won't pretend.
It's Swedish potato salad. Is she Swedish? Young.
Young.
Young. Young horses.
Hello, this is my brother. My boyfriend.
For American potato salad for you.
It has gefilte fish in it. And novel lax.
Oh, two bites. I think you like it.
It's good.
I know. I spent a long time making it.
Did you also put mustard in it?
Oh my gosh.
It's good.
Secret.
Yes.
It's a secret.
As your guys' car comes pulling up to the side.
Yeah, we stop far enough back that we can. Yeah. We'll have to walk up. Yeah. We don't want anybody seeing the condition of the
gun
car.
Gun money car.
I'm running up with towels. Oh, Chrissy.
Hey! Oh my god, you guys! Meet Craig. Craig, these are my super cool friends. We're all staying together this weekend. And this is Lee, this is Ellie, and this is Ricky.
Oh, are you eating here?
Everything okay?
Oh no, Julie just gave me some potato salad. It's fucking delicious.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys want a beer? Craig, can you get three more beers?
Chrissy, I need to talk. I pull Chrissy aside.
We're good.
As Craig walks over and opens his cooler, so you pull Chrissy aside.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You just swam across the lake naked.
I'm an athletic person.
I don't doubt that, but Chrissy, please, if something's wrong, you can talk to us.
Why are you such an alarmist?
I'm not an alarmist. I'm just trying to make sure you're okay.
Oh, and everything has been a problem. We saved your life from a robber. We haven't potentially talked about how that affected you, but you had to have your hot dog. And then, seriously, you're complaining the entire time, and I'm trying to have some fun, and you're making it a problem.
We were all came here together, and we just want to make... You're our good friend, Chrissy. We all care about you. We want to make sure you're okay.
And if you're not my good friend, then you would let me have some fucking fun.
And we have another Echoplex. Right as soon as you finish saying that, off, not near Craig, on the other side, you both see a pulse.
I open it.
It's fucking for you, because you need a chill pill. Last word.
As you open it up, it's a piece of paper that has two dashes down. It's very...
Uh-oh.
It's identical to the thing that was on the cop's motorcycle.
Tits.
What? Stop talking about my tits!
No, it's just... Hey, party people, let's go over here. Hey, people at Chrissy's house, let's go over here for a real quick little meeting real fast, real
no,
quick.
No, I'm good.
I'm gonna roll lead.
Roll lead.
Hi. Where is it? Oh, it's heart. Cool. And no luck for Ellie. Thanks, chat. No, I love you guys. I love you guys.
Wow. Called out.
Oh, my gosh.
She got one.
So, you two go. You...
Can I roll against her lead or no?
You can if you want to.
I'm going to.
You will also roll lead.
Okay. Well,
and you'll have to... You'll have to beat the success.
Yeah.
I'm having a beer because Craig's real hot, and I saw his pecs, and I'm like, thank you.
even though it's not a twist top, he's able to just do it.
Oh my god! Craig! The hands of a god.
Wow. Wow.
Let's just say I beat her.
Wait, how many?
Four.
Ooh.
Damn,
so the
dude.
Other two do come towards you as you take a seat.
And grab a beer.
I turn the paper to show them.
Look.
What's that?
This was the symbol that was on that weird cop's car that stopped us. This is what the Echoplex just gave me. It's a warning
symbol?
Of some kind.
Okay.
They could be after us right now.
We got to get back to the house.
We need to all be together.
I got to talk to my mima. But hey.
I wish Chrissy would stop being so stupid.
Hey, guys. Oh, imagine you went through what she went through. Imagine your dad did that to you. How would that make you feel?
Well, I'm different because I would want to rely on my friends. I don't know what it's like to push people away. I mean, kind of, but not intentionally.
You can't expect everyone to deal with problems the same way that you would. And if this is what's going to make her have a little bit of fun... Let her have her fun. We can deal with this. We take it one day at a time.
Okay.
And she's having fun here. She's eating here, apparently.
I want your pot pies.
Same. But
did you turn off the oven before we left?
We did.
The
yes, we turned off the oven.
Yes,
we
did. Yes, I did.
Just checking.
So.
Right. Well, we should just keep an eye out just in case.
Yep.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
So are you guys going to go back to the fire pit?
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah. We're going to sit there for a little bit and indulge her. Yeah.
And then, get this.
Okay.
And then, Ellie, she sneezed so hard that snot came out of her nose. It was the funniest thing. And, like, for the entire third grade, everyone kept calling her Smelly Ellie because she couldn't smell.
What's the party goer's response to that?
Just like,
I wonder how crazy she seems over here if they're laughing.
I think there's going to be a degree of...
I'll roll to make myself real fucking funny.
Okay.
I just want to know how mean they are. Wow. They're gonna
laugh
I
at know.
Her.
Yeah. I'm setting them up to not like it.
Roll lead.
Okay. Sure. Oh, Ellie. Ellie.
Okay.
One success.
Great. So one of them is laughing, and it's the girlfriend.
She doesn't understand you.
That's Craig and the rest of the band kind of look over at you, and they're like,
"I am laughing so hard."
Oh. Ellie's gonna walk to the car by herself.
Okay.
In the dark.
Chrissy. All right.
What? What is it? Lee P.
Lee P.
Craig. Ricky. Craig leans over. Oh, maybe we're not good with that beer.
I am good with that beer.
I'm going to try to gently persuade Chrissy that it might be time to go. I'm
letting Ricky
Great.
Do this.
I take
this.
The bottle and throw it into the fire.
All right. That's two successes. Chrissy, I think...
What?
We've had a great time.
Yes. And I haven't had enough of a great time yet.
Well...
Let's go jump into the water.
And swim back to the house?
Yes! Let's do that. Come on, everybody. Let's go into the water and swim back to party in our house.
Well, we don't have enough stuff for everybody.
Party. You guys bring your beers. Craig, bring your abs and your beers. And Julie, bring your potato salad. And we're going to party at my house. Well, then bring something else. Bitch, I know you got something.
Okay.
That's a little rude.
Let's do it. I'll see you guys there. And I jump into the
with
water.
With the jacket? Or with his shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Craig looks on. He looks at you. I don't think we're going to be coming.
No.
I'll be honest with you.
I totally understand.
Thank you for indulging her.
Thank you for having us. And you and your friends seem real nice. And thank you for the demo here of your band.
And hey, if you don't like it, it's okay.
Junk horses.
Is that gunk? Gunk horses? Gunk? Am I saying that right?
Listen. My girlfriend is very sweet. And I didn't want to correct her. And if anything, that can be a collector's item when we blow up.
I look forward to it.
Junk horses.
Junk horses.
Y'all have a good time.
Let your other friend know. Human body's weird. Stuff comes out all the time. It's no big deal.
Thank you.
There's no judgment on our end.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah.
All right.
As you walk back to the car, Ricky, are you walking back to the car or are you going to try and swim after?
I think I got to go after her.
I look at Ricky and I'm like,
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here, I'm going to give you my clothes, my shoes, my jacket.
You have a good time.
See you back in the house, hopefully.
Ellie?
You guys in the car?
Ellie?
What?
We should have left. I'm sorry. I put you in a bad position.
No, you know what, Liam? We shouldn't have come here, period.
Oh, no.
Hashtag trouble for Chrissy. That potato salad went to
me. Oh, I got 3 lux! Oh!
Whoa!
What's How'd that happen?
What was that? The potato salad went... Oh, they haven't been ticked out.
And Ellie has 3 lux. Huh?
She hasn't got any.
No, this just happened. So, yes, Ellie has 3 lux. And you're in trouble because the potato salad went real bad on you. It went real south.
Oh, no, you got the poops.
While you're swimming, and Ricky is behind you.
I'd like to roll out of that.
Well, it's a trouble, so yes, that's what you have to do. And if you fail, that's your fifth condition.
You broke it.
And you're broken, girl. So, oh boy. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, my, oh my.
Big roll coming up.
Yeah, real big. Real big roll. So this is going to be body and just body. It's going to be how well can you control...
Intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, and I feel good about it. Jessica Verde has a steel trap. Let's going to see what happens. Oh, God. Ah! Nah. Two successes.
So you start to hear just... Like, as you're swimming, you just hear... As you're swimming, you hear...
Naive!
In your stomach.
God. God.
And Ricky, you're like inches behind her at this point. You're like,
oh God, I didn't think you were going to join me.
I'm just trying to make sure everything's okay.
And the fear clenches everything up. The fact that you snuck up behind you and you were like, oh Jesus.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay.
Hey, come here. Yeah. I got a secret.
Yeah.
And I start swimming.
Like cool. That.
Great.
Really successfully.
Back in the car. Back in the car.
I
don't understand.
Everything happens.
We try to be so nice to her.
Everything happens for a reason, and maybe we came here so she can figure out something that's going on in her family, and she's taking that out on us, and you're allowed to feel bad. That's okay.
So you suddenly hear woo, 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 and you see the lights.
Oh my God.
As the band and the party distribute start running as fast as they can.
To the woods, to the woods, to the woods, let's go.
Do you have the keys?
You are in the car covered in cocaine.
I want to dip out and like run into it and hide. Like, yeah.
You're running?
Yeah, I'm running. I'm following like one of the party goers. Come on, Ella, let's go.
Ellie does like a roll out of the car into like, I feel like it's like a dip.
Yeah, we just like left the door open and we're just like, yeah.
But, can I do a quick investigate to see if I can see the cop car?
Yeah.
And see if I can see what's on the side of the cop car?
Good.
Yeah.
And just to make a note, the gun was in the clothing that I just handed to you.
Oh,
I'm not gonna take it into the water.
So you got a gun that you don't know about.
I have my bag with
you would have told her.
I mean, yeah.
Awesome. I felt it.
I think you would have seen.
That's two successes.
Two successes. So you're able to see the cop car. It's about maybe 30 feet in front of you as it pulls over the side. And you see it says on the side, Boulder Lake Police.
Shit, that's real cops!
Yeah, is that good news or bad news?
I know. Probably neither.
I felt like it was almost worse than...
As you see a flashlight come on...
I'm like hiding like in a bush. I'm like flat on the ground.
All right, everybody who ran, come out here. We will find you. It's best to just get this over with. As the flashlight goes right over your guys' heads. Officer Johansson, go check that car over there. As we cut back over to the lake.
Going to jail.
As you guys are swimming
up
and you get right to the shore.
I go to my clothes and is where's Ricky? Ricky! I fucking rolled Ricky out of it.
Ricky was far enough away to not hear that.
I rolled out of it. Why am I farting?
Just because you didn't shit your pants.
Yeah, your body's still dealing with it. It's still bad. You're not shitting your pants, right? And you're not throwing it up. So your body's digesting it. It makes noises. It's okay.
So Ricky didn't hear that.
Thank God. Ricky. Yeah. I could just keep my clothes up. I'm sure those nannies are going to take a long time. Let's go into the master bedroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Lead the way.
Okay, let's go.
As you make your guys' way up, and as you open the front door, there stands the naked woman from earlier. But you only see her from behind as she's staring forward into the living room.
What the heck?
Cutting back to the cop car.
We are not near the cop car. We are.
We're cutting back to the cop car area.
Oh my god! How
as the flashlight is roaming over.
Leanne, I have an idea.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Okay.
Ellie comes out of the woods and she's like crying. She was pretty emotionally wrought beforehand, but she's like full on crying now.
You over there.
Officer, help me.
What? What's happened?
Officer. Officer, you won't believe it. These kids.
As the cop comes running up with his flashlight. What's the problem?
Well, we were visiting a friend across the way and we were driving over to her house and there was something up with our brakes, so we decided to stop.
Right.
And then these people at this party just started to harass us and they threw all this cocaine in the back of our car. Oh, and they're trying to do all this stuff to us and I just want to be visiting my friend.
Roll charm.
Wow. Oh, you have like none.
She got three rerolls.
Yes, she does. If Naeem makes me fart one more time, I swear to God.
I'm still wearing Georgia's sweater, too. So
true. Very true.
It's very wet, but it's still wearing.
Is that your new item?
Oh, two successes!
Oh, wow.
And I didn't even need a look.
Damn. Nice.
Take off your earphones.
I know.
It was so cute.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let's get you over. Let's get you over to the car. You come to tell me, describe to me what these kids look like as he walks you over to his cop car. His partner comes walking up.
Guess what? Ellie's pissed, so she's gonna take these kids down.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. They were nice to you.
She describes the kids at the party. She describes Craig and everything.
Ellie, you didn't have to like talk about his pecs like that for a long time.
As the cop,
that was Emily. That was not Ellie.
As the cop is drawing, doing the designs. Oh, that sounds like Craig Holton.
It was some kids. It was at his house, but it was some random kids at his party that ran off into the woods.
All right. Well, we're gonna go check this out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
We're just gonna head home now, okay? We have a question. What's the best way to clean cocaine out of a car? Because this is awful.
Honestly, wouldn't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
probably a sponge and water.
Okay. All right. Thank you, officer. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
My partner here will take you back to your guys' home.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we take the car? They're just kind of trailing behind us? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back over to the house.
Excuse me.
She doesn't move.
Excuse me. I push her from behind. I'm also naked. Let's just be clear.
Oh, you used all the t-shirt on.
This is dripping.
Oh, the t-shirt. That's
yeah,
right.
It's very t-shirt. Wet.
As you push her, it's almost like she doesn't necessarily even move. It's not that she's solid, but there's almost like a...
What is wrong with this girl?
Listen, bitch! Homewrecker! I gotta turn her around.
And as you move your hands from where you push, you suddenly notice a tattoo. And it's two lines.
Oh, who the fuck are you?
She turns around, grabs you by your throat, and walks, pushes you up against the wall.
Ricky, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm gonna just attack her.
Great, roll force.
Force. Get off of her, you bitch. One success.
You punch her, which does not... She doesn't let go of Chrissy. It just kind of does this. She turns in and grabs you by the throat and slams you against the wall and lifts you both up.
She's... Who are you? Who are you? What do you want?
You suddenly see her eyes turn. Almost like a 180 straight over to white.
Ew.
And as they keep going and turn to black.
What are you?
I try to like kick at her. Cause she's like got us up, right? Like I should try to kick her in the tummy or something.
You can try. That would be a move.
Two success.
Great. As you kick her, your foot collapses her stomach as tendrils come out.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
And wrap around your foot.
Ew.
Oh, God. Oh.
And the smell is like something died in the water and blow.
You still holding that potato salad?
Don't you dare encourage Naeem.
What do you want with us?
She looks up at you both and simply says, I'm so close. I just need to kill another seer.
What?
As we cut to the car, coming up to the driveway,
your dad?
The cop behind rolls down his window. You two gonna be in for the night?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes, officer, we will. Especially after this craziness. Thank you for your help.
All right, you two have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.
Be safe. If you need anything, you give us a call.
Okay.
We will. Just real quick, do you, because you're a different officer, do you know how to clean cocaine out of a car?
Whew. That's been a while since I've had to do that.
Why?
Alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol?
Rubbing
okay.
alcohol.
Because it's leather or is it cloth?
It's leather.
Ooh. It's leather.
Leather.
Leather. Yeah. Then I feel like it's a little easier. It's not going to sink in.
Out of leather? Yeah, rubbing alcohol.
Okay,
for
cool.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, officer.
Oh, God, dry the leather.
Thank you.
As he drives away, and you two go walking up to the house.
It's weirdly quiet. Yeah, do we, I guess, do I roll, can I roll to see if I sense if anything's up?
100%.
Okay, what do I roll?
I would say roll,
Investigate?
No, I would say,
of course.
You wish.
Empathize, like,
all right. This is four,
do you feel something one. In the air? How empath are you being right now?
Ooh.
I can feel it coming in there tonight. And that's two successes. Oh,
great. You definitely feel like something's off. It's almost like there was a shift in the air for you as you got close to this house.
Shifted.
Get shifted.
I don't think something's good inside. Do you still have that gun? Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Do you know that she has a gun?
Well, no, did we go through Ricky's clothes?
I felt it the way I knew it was there. He, like, handed it to me, like,
did
yeah.
You tell,
so, yeah.
Did you tell me that there's a gun?
Ellie?
Yeah?
Is this like, you sent something bad?
Yeah. Not like adultery before, but like this is like bad,
okay.
Bad.
Like gun bad?
Adultery.
And then I pull out the gun and show it to her.
Yeah, gun bad.
It's not adultery bad.
It's all right, Mima.
Bad.
She taught me how to shoot.
All
Let's
right.
go.
I'm going to kick open this door.
You kick open the door. You know what? That's going to be force.
Kick open the door.
It was really quick. Just get it open real fast instead of being like, hello.
Yeah.
I got three lucks. This is going to work out fine.
No, I love sure. it. Yeah. I love every second of it.
Can use one luck. Yay.
Yeah, nice.
Two more luck. Got two
you
more luck.
Kick the door open. It swings open. And what the two of you see is Ricky and Chrissy held up as this thing stuck in Chrissy's leg wrapped into this thing's stomach. As like... It suddenly, like, stops. Its shoulders disconnect from its arms. Its arms extend out. It turns, looking at you two, looks right at you and goes, the sister.
Oh, no!
Run!
I start shooting.
Run!
Shoot in the face! Yeah.
Great. That's going to be, because you're using an object, that's going to be tech.
Okay, tech. All right. That's two. And is there anything else? Is it... Anybody, any other?
Calculate.
Calculate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that ain't nothing. Mm-mm. No successes.
You shoot, and this thing is able to dip and dodge.
Oh.
It moves.
Shit.
It lets go of Ricky and Chris. It lets go of Ricky and Chrissy. Grabs onto the windowsill and throws itself out.
Get it, go!
I'm go running. After it!
I'm running out to the window.
You run out.
I go after it too.
Yeah.
Great.
She's going to see if she sees it so I can shoot again.
So as you guys go running, you do see it, and it's almost like on all fours crawling down
Ew.
The hill.
Creepy.
And goes into the water.
I can't.
Can I try and lure it out by taunting it?
Sure, yeah. Try.
Okay. Lure. Do I need to roll for that, or?
Yeah, that's going to be... I'm going to put that under charm to see if you're able to, like, it'll be a taunt, but it'll be under a charm.
All right, I'm still wearing George's sweater. That gives me a plus one. Ooh. Time to use another luck.
Yeah!
Yes! Two successes!
Great, what do you say?
Right, you son of a gun! I know you recognize me, and if you want me, come and get me. I'm right here.
Where are you?
I'm at the edge.
Great. Right as you say that, a hand grabs you by your Georgia's sweater and dunks you into the water.
Oh, my God!
And what the three of you see is very quickly Ellie get pulled in by this claw-like hand that pulls her in.
Well, I dive after her.
Yeah. Great. So you go diving in. Roll move.
Is that my? Is that real? Those Lux or
no? They have not been counted down.
Fuck!
Yeah, I'm going in too.
So you're still get into the water. It's just kind of more clumsily,
got
less
it,
of
cool.
a fun dive.
One success. I got a success.
Great. You.
So I'm just yeah.
You jump right into the water.
Yeah. I'm trying to help Ricky out too. Like, so I. Yeah. So I'm gonna try to go in and see if I can grab Ellie in the water at all.
Great. What are you doing with the gun?
I still got it. I put it tucked into my waist. Okay. Okay, so was that
just making sure the
four and four
somewhere?
Yeah,
four and four. Okay, so that's two. Okay, and then with my necklace. All right, that is 3-4 successes.
Whoa!
4 successes, great.
Holy
so,
crap.
Wow,
your Ricky dives into the water. Chrissy kind of clumsily falls in. You have the gun. As you're maneuvering it, and you see over the shadows of the moon, you do see movement.
Okay, so, yeah.
Underneath the water, this creature has brings you up to its face. It opens its jaw, dislocating, and you just see swirling lights within its maw.
Ah!
The light is now something you can see. With your four successes, you're able to maneuver the weapon.
Whoa.
Now I got it. I'm going to shoot again. I'm going to try to shoot into it.
Great.
Okay.
It was nice knowing Ellie.
Oh, no. Oh, don't die, Ellie. All right.
Well, I would say you got four success. So, I mean, that was kind of what you...
That was really...
Okay,
yeah.
Because I just wanted to try to grab her. But so, yeah, four successes. So, I aim directly into the... into her... The thing.
The lighty thing.
Yeah, the lighty thing. Because I feel like that's the source of power. So, I'm trying to...
So, you shoot. And as this creature's bringing Ellie close to its mouth...
Ooh.
The top of its head explodes.
Ah.
And Ellie, who was holding her breath underwater, has now just, like, screamed underwater, so just all the air.
And then I'll grab her.
Great. And as the creature, like, lets her go, and you guys pull Ellie out of the water, who's now soaking wet.
Why are you taunting that thing?
Because I wanted us to find it, and we found it, and you shot it, so it's all good now.
What if I missed?
You're an idiot!
You're an idiot!
You almost got yourself killed!
You almost got yourself killed!
No!
Can we just agree that you're both idiots?
As you see this light under the lake and the creature's gone.
What did it tell you guys?
It knew what I was. It knew who I was.
I heard that, but what did it tell them?
It needed to kill another seer.
Another seer.
Just one more.
I thought there was only one seer.
What is a seer?
One seer?
Well, we only knew about one, and she killed at least one other one, so there must be more of these things out there.
Oh.
Or right, or maybe just one more.
Who are we, a seer? What is a seer?
A seer helped us.
Do we? I mean, we see the visions. Is that what it means?
My dad probably has bourbon. Let's go have a drink.
Okay.
And some s'mores.
Okay, s'mores. Let's cook them in the oven.
As you guys go walking up...
You can cook s'mores in the oven. You put it on broil.
Yeah.
As you guys go walking up...
If that naked woman's there again, I swear to...
As you guys go walking up to the house, we see on the back of Ellie's arm two scratch marks.
You got marks
that are bright as they slowly fade and leave what look like scars that have been there for a while now.
Shit, I got marked.
And that brings us to the end of the blood curdling tales from the loop winter special. So y'all, thank you so much. Again, next week, big thing, next week we are starting volume 2. It will be on Tuesday nights at 7:00 Pacific Standard Time here at Hyper RPG. So to go check all out Volume 1, what did some of this stuff mean?
go watch that. That's on the YouTube.
Yeah.
But before we go do any of that, I got some stuff I'm supposed to read off.
And some thanks.
And some thanks.
And some thanks.
Thank you for those awesome.
And make sure you come back for that giveaway next week.
Oh yeah, again, the giveaway next week. A signed Funko Pop by one Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
So you're going to want to jump on that. That's going to be the giveaway for next week.
And I didn't use my luck, so I'm going to save it for next week.
Oh, yeah. You have one as well, right? You have one?
I still have one left. Yes. Thank you so much for the luck.
Thanks for the luck.
Fantastic.
It really helped Ellie out in the last moment.
Such great troubles, but I'm about to die.
It would appear that the email I got from Matt is gone, and that's on me. I must have put it in the trash by accident.
I've done that
but anyway,
all the time.
I know what I got to do. I got to be thanking the people who were so helpful during the show. So first of all, thank you so much. We got so many new followers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
So first of all, Arsenal Roy 2K, you gave so much throughout the show. So thank you so much, Arsenal Roy. Y Duel, Campaign Coins, thank you for following. Y Duel, thank you for following.
Woo.
Ant HS9Q, Sour Kool-Aid.
Ooh.
Arsenal Roy again, thank you. Beardy Magic, SDC, Keen 456. Gift Real, thank you for the follow. Analar, thank you for the $75. XL77A for the follow.
Thank you.
The True Vanguard, thank you for the follow.
Ooh.
So many follows up until Little Mouse That Jumps. Thank you for Ricky's luck.
Yay.
Thank you.
Arsenal
How
Roy,
cute.
Shark Attack.
Whoa.
J Pistol, BLJKR, RJ Canuck, Arsenal Roy 2K.
Woo-hoo.
So again, thank you all so much. Make sure you are watching next week at our new time. Go check out the show. Go to the Reddit thread. Talk to us about what do you think? What do you think those marks are? What is a seer? We actually haven't really talked about it. Why is there a photo of Mima and George? And Mima looks so much younger. What does any of it mean, y'all? But make sure you stick around here because we got Pencils and Parsecs coming up.
Woo-woo.
We got that's wrapping up. And again, tomorrow we got a lot of cool stuff going on. We got some video games. We got some Warhammer.
Yeah, and Emma is going to be playing her people. What are her elder?
The Harlequins.
The elder and the Harlequins. Ugh.
But they're going to lose, though, because they're playing me.
Oh, no.
Oh,
but those kids are so pretty, though.
That's true.
Oh, I love the Harlequins.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
And come and hang out in the Discord and talk to all of us there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Reddit. And we will see you all next week again, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Volume 2. It's kicking off, y'all. And remember, let people know about the show. We want to make sure we're getting more eyeballs on it. And when we do these giveaways, that we have plenty of people to pick from. Woo. So thank you so much, y'all. Remember, stick around for Pencils and Parsecs.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, y'all.